Tonight on the Infinite Lives Podcast, we find the Philosopher's Stone, Ni No Kuni, Final Fantasy, Path of Exile, Quest Lord, Dan runs out of steam, Kevin saves the day, and we have an argument about StarCraft? All on the Infinite Lives Podcast.
Hello, welcome back to the Infinite Lives Podcast. I am the host with the mostest, John Hood. Joining me this week, as always, is Dan Paredes. Say hello, Dan.
Hey.
And Kevin, Mr. Kevin Nelson.
I am Mr. Kevin.
Mr. I said two misters.
I am the Mr. with the most misters.
There you go. How's everybody doing this week? Everybody good? Dan, you doing good?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Kevin, yeah?
Oh, better than me.
Alright.
Nah.
So I'm doing pretty good. So, what was that, Dan? Okay. Alright. So, yeah. We're off to a swimming start, as always.
Podcast.
Sheepcast.
Sheepcast? Is that the new thing? Should we do a Harlem Shake video while we're at it? I've heard that's what's hot on the street.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's apparently a thing.
It's too hot for me.
It's so much a thing that The Daily Show and The Colbert Report both did a version of it. It's ubiquitous. So, you guys been playing many games this week? I mean, I'll start off with Kevin. Kevin, what have you been playing this week? Let's jump right in.
Same ones as always, Ni No Kuni and Final Fantasy Pajama Pants.
Also known as Final Fantasy Dimensions.
And it's a solid game.
Okay.
Alright, getting that out of the way.
Yeah.
That's solid.
How much of Ni No Kuni did you play this week?
Oh, probably about 10, 12 hours.
Okay. I know I didn't play much this week except on Sunday. Last Sunday I played about 8 hours of that game.
Oh, damn.
No, I did. I played a lot. unfortunately, I didn't progress a whole lot in the story. I did get the third party member.
Side questing.
And yeah, finishing up my errands. I did get the ship.
Nice.
And then proceeded to try and go complete one of the first side quests that I had. Because I had to go all the way back to the first city to get the piece. Enthusiasm, and nearly died like 3 times trying to get there because those enemies on the water are ridiculous.
Oh, the ones around Castaway Cove where you get the boat, they're bad. Those ones around the first city, those are,
there's some nasty stuff. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm just trying to go back and finish up a quest, and you're murdering me. And then you go into the area where the actual city is, and it's all the little lobby creatures from the first time you were exploring the world, and they run away from you for the most part. Except randomly, some of the, like, one
the
type
dogs.
Of enemy, the dogs, yeah.
Yeah, those dogs are brave.
They're like, oh yeah, I don't care if you're 20 levels above me, I'm gonna charge you anyway.
Oh, I did the worst thing. So, I just beat a dungeon, and I had, my might, you know, your original little familiar.
The first, who you upgrade after the Temple of Trials.
He was ready to upgrade again to his final form. And it's like, he's my main powerhouse for my main guy. But, you know what? Just finished a dungeon. I'm probably going to side quest. I'll promote him to his final form. And then, right then, the lemur leveled up and was ready.
Ah.
And it's like, okay, I'm between quests. I'll go ahead and do him also.
Yep.
And then I still have that little plant fairy as my third familiar.
The
one you get in
the
forest.
Yeah.
Because I need someone with some magic, and it's sort of helpful to have a different healer than Jet Oliver himself. He was ready to be promoted. And so it's like, okay, I'll go through a few battles, they'll level up in a hurry to about level 10, at which point they might squeak by. And I'll just have Oliver do magic for battles. Yeah, all of them are still catching up. And that dungeon, let's just say it's before I have the ability to fly. I'd been flying for the last, like, 3 or 4 days of playing. So, for the last, 8 hours of gaming, mm-hmm. they are completely useless.
Well, that sucks.
In fact, the lemur is now out of my party. He, after his final promotion, he just became useless.
Hmm. It's kind of weird. I'm not sure if it's just...
The big thing is, his attack never caught up. He actually got higher level in the end than the Might did after all of the re-leveling. Mm-hmm. The Might isn't great, but he's good. Mm-hmm. The lemur is crap. His physical attack, it's the lowest physical attack for any familiar in my party, except for that plant fairy. Mm-hmm. It's even lower than Esther's bird.
Oh, wow.
In fact, that bird...
That bird got an attitude.
That bird gets broken. He gets super strong.
Yeah.
And then his defense is lower than anyone's in the party, including the plant fairy.
I get the feeling that he's all about evasion, because that's what his highest stat is, isn't that? So.
Yeah, he evades good, but it's like, he doesn't deal damage. Yeah. If he gets hit by a magic attack, mm-hmm. which he can't evade, he is one-shotted.
Yeah.
So, he's now out... Still using the Might.
Mm-hmm.
Swain, the third-party member, his barbarian, like, Viking thing,
yeah.
that thing is power.
Yeah.
Just, like, raw power.
Well, the weird
power.
Thing is, it's funny that his familiar isn't even the one that he has an affinity to, because if you look at their affinity,
yeah.
it's one that he doesn't have an affinity to. I was like, okay. My guy had one that was an affinity to him, and then so did the girl.
Yeah, why does girl he get loves one, birds.
Yeah, why does he get one that he doesn't have an affinity with?
Although, he's awesome. And one thing I learned because of him
mm-hmm.
is if one of those glowing glims shows up, the special
the
move ones,
yeah, uh-huh.
they'll actually use them.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome. First time, like, all of a sudden, he does Volcano, and it's like, wow, that is a powerful ability. Man, I wonder how many magic point that used up. Oh, wait, is that full? Oh, my God. He does golden glims.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, that's the cool thing. I had it happen to me during one of the boss battles. I think it was the Nightmare. Popped out one. Before I got the third party member. And the bird got it. Got the golden glim and used his super special ability. Like, just automatically. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. At least they're smart enough to know to do that whenever they get it, so.
My one problem, though, is I feel like, oh no, the Viking, the barbarian or whatever, that's an awesome familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Go-Go's awesome, the bird.
The bird, yeah.
Mighty Might, he's doing pretty good. And then the Griffy, you know, like I said last time, the special pre-order
Super
Griffy
one, yeah.
is broken.
Yeah.
I can't find anyone to fill out the rest of my party, really.
I've been actually going around and gathering certain familiars just to... What I want to do is I want to give each of them... My goal would be to get each one of them, one of each of the familiars that they have the affinity with. Although I have no idea what that really does either. I haven't really looked into it.
I have no idea what the affinity does.
But yeah, so I wanted to get each one of them, one of those. And I think I've got 2 out of 3 with Oliver, the main character. And I think I also have 2 out of 3 with Esther. And I haven't gotten any yet for Swain, so... But yeah, I just, like I said, the last story thing I did was just getting the ship, and it's like, oh, go across the sea. I'm like, well, I'll get there eventually. I'm going to go do all these side quests that I need to finish up so I can fill up my merit cards.
You're going to be soon going to the town I call Miyazaki's Acid Trip.
Awesome.
The Land of the Fairies.
Well, hey, I like that stuff. I like the way that each of the rulers in that game definitely feel right out of a Miyazaki film. Like
yeah.
The cat, the big cat in Ding Dong Dell, and then the Her Majesty.
I love the names for them.
Was it the Khalifa?
The Khalifa.
Khalifa, yeah. But the funny thing is with that game is that there'll be a battle where, like, I had a boss battle, the Nightmare battle against, before I got Swain. I had no problems with that whatsoever. Like, handled it no problem. Didn't die at all. But then there's, like, a random, like, battle that I go into with just random enemies, and I get the floor wiped, I get my clock cleaned by these just random enemies. Swain and Esther just both die. Like, what's going on here? Like, do they just not know how to handle this guy as opposed to the boss who has, like, four times the health?
Yeah, one thing that drove me nuts, I was playing this morning, and normally I could count on Swain and Esther doing pretty good. You know, I'll always control Oliver. I love being the little mighty mite. So, normally they'll be real good. Like, Esther will first pull out the Griffey, destroy things. If I get beaten up, she'll bring out the bird. The bird will do a healing rain on me. Today, while playing, for some reason, Swain and Esther both forgot what they're doing. Like, every battle I got into, the Griffey is just sitting there. I looked at my tactics. Tactics were do whatever you want, and everyone attacks the same guy I'm attacking. Yeah. And they are just sitting there. And I kept dying.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to switch who I'm controlling because I'm dead. So then I take over Esther and just do the Griffey, clean up the battle. But it's like, until I die, she's just sitting there. I'll hit triangle, do all-out attack, and she is sitting there.
Yeah, I don't know why the triangle thing just doesn't seem to work, or the all-out defense or the all-out offense one. I don't know if it's something just that we're not doing right, but like every time I try to do it, it doesn't seem to work for me.
The defense I could get to work, the all-out attack, though, they might do a few normal attacks. And it's like, all-out attack, you should be pulling out your big, heavy-hitting attacks.
Yeah.
Instead, they just kind of, I'll peck at this person.
No, but it's still a good game. I'm enjoying it quite a bit. You know, just wandering around the world and seeing the familiars and things like that is pretty fun.
One thing that's fun is I didn't notice if I missed something early on, but once you get the boat, there's areas that, you know, you'll go to a kingdom, and typically a new kingdom will have the city and one or two dungeons. There's actually hidden, like, bonus caves and things.
Oh, nice.
Like, one of them, there's a little cave where there's a whole bunch of frogs in it, and you could talk to the frogs using nature tongue.
Oh, nice.
And there's also a hidden treasure or two in there. There's another thing I found is, with all those side quests that all show up in your log, there's a couple that don't show up and are not merit. Not, like, you know, the merit stamps.
Oh, okay.
So, like, for example, the dead sage you meet at the beginning of the game.
The kid, yeah.
Yeah. He shows up in, he goes from one town to another, and he'll have some awesome challenges.
That he does, yeah, his weird riddles and things like that.
Did you do the one at Castaway Cove?
Yes, I did get, I answered his riddle and got the spell. I forget what he gives you, though.
He gives, in that one, it's the exit dungeon
spell.
That's
right, yeah.
Which is an awesome spell.
Yeah.
Soon you'll also get the travel spell.
That's the one I want too, yeah. Then you don't have to worry about getting around
as much.
Yeah.
And then before too long you also get air travel.
Which I want the dragon, yeah. I saw the trailer. I want to fly around in the dragon.
I just bought the merit upgrade for the dragon so he could twirl.
Oh, nice.
So flying through the air all of a sudden does a little barrel loop.
Yeah, I think I've got every upgrade on the first row, merit upgrade except for the foraging one, I think. That's the last one I need to get so that I can open up the second row.
I'm now on the third row. And so first row, almost everything's one, maybe two merit.
Yep.
Second one, they're two to three each. Third one, it's between, I want to say four is the lowest, and it's eight or nine for the highest.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of merit stamps.
It's kind of pricey.
Yeah, but there's good stuff in there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it includes things like a lot more experience, you know, things like that. And then one of them, the eight or nine, I don't know what it does, but it just says, unlocks the true hero within Oliver.
Okay, sure.
So it's like, yeah.
Why don't you save it for that one first? As opposed to the fake hero that's inside him?
And right now, though, I've been doing a lot of the side quests, and one of them that's driving me crazy is, you've probably seen this guy, who the animal dude who says, oh, I want to see three examples.
Oh, yeah.
He'll show up again not the next town you go to, but the one after. Mm-hmm. And then he shows up at the town I just got to. I can't... So, normally, I'd capture those monsters pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, 5 to 10 battles with each monster, I'll get one. The newest one, I have been fighting this one type of monster. I've killed, I think, 50 or 60, and not a one will join.
I think it took me a bunch of the banana ones before I actually got one of them to join.
I kind of lucked out on banana. And
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy to have in your party.
Oh, really? I've got one, so I mean, I should try to start using him.
A lot of offense mm-hmm. and a lot of defense.
Okay.
He's kind of slow, but he destroys.
Cool.
Of course, he's with Esther, so she has Griffey, and
mm-hmm.
who cares?
And her bird. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing. You've been playing those two games. Dan, what have you been playing so far this week? More iPhone games?
Yeah, I bought another one called Questlord.
Questlord.
It's like first-person Bardstale, like, dungeon-crawling.
Oh, no.
Stuff, and then you can get, like, equipment and things, and then there's, like, this big overworld and stuff, and quests to do, and towns to visit, and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Is it fun? Is it kind of scratching that kind of itch?
It's getting hard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not that far into it, but I think I'm doing something wrong. It's, like, super hard.
Is it Act 3 in Path of Exile all over again? Did you not build your guy right?
No, I went through Act 3. I am in Cruel. I am almost to the end of Cruel difficulty, which is the next step up.
Okay. And what's after Cruel?
Merciless.
And is that the top?
I guess. Cruel's kind of hard already.
Yeah?
I'm like level 45, 6 or something. We had a crazy session where me, Lewin, and David went through on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through like 10 levels of character building.
Wow.
Just like in one get-go.
That's significant.
Yeah, and then we kept changing our characters and stuff, which is pretty cool. Like, my guy constantly tries to die, and I have to hit stuff
to keep,
in order to...
To live?
Yeah, because I get more health when I hit stuff. But the lower life that I am,
the more damage
and quicker that I am. So it's like this weird,
so
like...
So it's walking that tightrope?
Yeah. And then my guy is all about dodging attacks, and I have a good percentage, but whenever I don't dodge, I basically die.
Yeah. You're all about the evasion, but if you get hit, it's a bad hit always.
Yeah. They made a big update this week, so they made... If you remember the gems?
Yes.
How they looked?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all kind of the same. Mm-hmm. Well, now they all look different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every skill has a different kind of gem in it.
So, nice. So it's a little easier to, like, by look real quick and go, okay, I've got these gems here. I need to do something with them.
Yeah. And then it became kind of like a meta game with me and Lou where we're trying to steal each other's stuff. Because since there's no, like, reserved... drops.
Uh-huh.
So it becomes like this funny meta game of like, I'm trying to steal all of your stuff. I mean, we will like give each other stuff if you really need it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, it's just like
every
man for themselves.
It's like the old days of playing Dungeons or D&D Heroes or
Diablo.
Hey, I could have used that. Sorry, I need it for my fourth alternate character that is really just a pack mule.
Yeah, that game's, like, weird, too, because I kept, like, crashing, like, a million times.
Mm.
But recently, I haven't been crashing.
Oh, well, maybe they had
but,
some
like,
stability.
On Sunday, like, I crashed, like, I don't know, like, 10 times or something.
Damn.
So then it became a running joke. Then it became, like, a meta thing where I was still on the voice chat, and they were like, oh, my God, there's so much of this good evasion stuff, and you got claws. Dan, do you use claws? Yeah, you know I use claws. Yeah, oh my god, look at this thing.
So good.
Yeah,
look at these claws.
I sold it. I got a scroll of town portal. That's great. It's like, I hate you guys.
I hate you so much.
Do you guys really have a cool claw for me? No.
No claw for you.
Well, yes. So, yeah, that's what I was playing. And I just got this game on iPhone, but I haven't been able to play it, called Knights of Pen and Paper. It's a RPG turn-based thing, but you play the characters in the dungeon and the dungeon master. I don't know. I just I just got it. I haven't been
able to play it. Was it free, or how much was it?
Nah, it was like $2.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't been able to play it. Oh, yeah, and I think Questlord is $1 also.
Okay, cool.
Or $1.99, something like that.
$1 to $2, that's still not bad.
I don't even remember how I got that game, like how I, like...
How you found out about it?
Yeah, I found out about it somewhere, and I was like, that looks cool, I should just buy that.
So, Path of Exile, and then some iPhone games. Anything else you've been playing this week?
Yeah, something funny happened on Thursday.
Uh-oh.
My Steam wouldn't, like, start up.
Oh, yeah, I think you texted me about that. You're, like, that you had to reinstall everything.
Yeah, my Steam, like, would just not start. Like, it would go like, oh, well, you have to update this. And then in the middle of the update, it's like... well, you can't start Steam.
Sorry, can't start.
Yeah, yeah, it's like fatal error. I got fatal errors and something called a point not found or something.
All right.
Yeah, some kind of like. And I was looking online, and I could never find the exact thing. I could find stuff that's kind of related.
Yeah,
but I could never find the exact same thing. So I had to delete everything. What was messed up was that I deleted Steam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's so stupid. So, I went to, like, you know, programs and whatever thing in Windows, and I'm like, uninstall Steam. It's like, okay. It's like, well, Steam's uninstalled. I'm like, cool. So, I go to Steam's webpage, and I'm like, okay, download and install Steam.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to install it into this folder? Yes! It's called the Steam folder. And it's like, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in that folder. We can't install Steam in there. It's like, what are you talking about?
That's where Steam
all
belongs.
Of my games are still here. Why would you just uninstall? Okay, because, well, why can't you install over it then, you fucks?
Did I ever tell you the trick that you're supposed to use to do that with Steam? Like how to reinstall it and keep all your games?
Obviously not.
I'm sorry. I should have told you, but what you basically do is you delete everything except the Steam EXE file and your folder of games, and then you double-click on the Steam EXE, and it rebuilds Steam from the ground up. And then it keeps all of your games installed, so you don't have to re-download them. You basically just click on them, double-click on them, and it'll say, oh, do you want to install this? And then it'll basically instantly update your library and bring all your games back
up. But wouldn't you double-clicking on the EXE, like, just run Steam?
No, because it doesn't have... So basically what it does when it runs the EXE is it tries to find everything that's there. It tries to connect to the Steam service. And what it does is that it goes, okay, we're missing all these files. We're just going to download them all again.
Stop
and get...
talking.
Put them all into
Stop
your...
Talking.
You're going to make Dan's going to cry.
I'm sorry.
Stop talking.
I could have sworn I had told you about this trick. I did. They posted... Like, I had this problem when I was trying to transfer my Steam folder from a smaller hard drive to a larger hard drive.
Stop talking.
Dan's going to murder you. Welcome to the murder cast.
So how far into your library have you started? Have you been installing...
Well, what's kind
of
good was that I was like, I don't even remember wanting to play this. I'm just going to not install this. I don't know what's up with DayZ, though. Like,
uh-oh.
I don't know where that is.
Is it in the ether?
Yeah, it's gone.
You're going to reinstall
gone.
It?
I deleted that whole folder. I deleted like 300 gigs of stuff.
That's a lot of gigs.
I know. I don't even have everything installed on my Steam library.
And
I need a better 300? Computer.
Yeah. It's time to upgrade. Yeah, no, we've talked about this. But yes, if you ever have that problem in the future, I don't know if you know about this, Kevin. Public service announcement for everybody at home. All you need to do is keep your Steam apps folder and your Steam EXE file, delete everything else, then double-click on that little EXE icon, and it'll rebuild your Steam. You can look it up online, too. It'll tell you how to do that. So.
And now you know.
That's the top tip for the week. And Dan is going to curse my name forever and ever and ever.
Actually, the only thing that I was really worried about, and I guess it kept it. I haven't run the game yet.
Uh-huh.
But I was worried about save game files, but I wasn't too worried about most of them. Because uh-huh. most of them, like, I either passed or something like that. Like, I mean, Batman really, like... I mean, yeah, that kind of sucked because I would lose, like, my percentage that
Did
I
they
had.
Not have a cloud save for
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't,
You're
I haven't
not
played
sure
it again.
Which one's had, I
like,
betcha.
I've installed a couple things, and then I was just like, whatever. Right? XCOM, that's fine, because I already beat it, right? And then if I'm going to play XCOM again, I'm going to
start over. I got you.
Right? That's fine. The one thing that I was worried about was my NBA 2K11.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's not my most played game. It's like 170 hours of gameplay, right? And I was just like, after I deleted it, I was like, I should probably check this out.
I should probably back that up.
Fuck. So I went through all of, like, because Windows is so stupid. Like, they have, like, save games, like, all over the place, right? Yeah, the way it catalogs. You can go to save games, the folder. You can go to documents, and there's a save game folder.
Yeah.
You can go to documents, and then there's folders for each publisher, right? I forget where I found it, but I found the 2K folder, mm-hmm. and I was like, please have NBA. Clicked to open it. I was like, oh, NBA 2K folder, 2K11 folder. Clicked on it. Yeah! It's like 2 gigs of... I don't know what this is.
2 gigs of...
save games, saved replays.
Yeah, okay.
And
saved replays.
Yeah. And then I named them stuff.
You named them stuff? I'm the only one know what they mean?
Yeah, I'm the only one who...
Okay. I think those... You need to make a feature of those on the
I should probably mention this in my hall of shame.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
You need to put it up on YouTube.
I have 40 saved replays.
I think you should
of just random stuff that I did.
I think we need... What we need is he needs to put those up on the YouTube page and have commentary on all of them.
It's like all 15-second clips.
Yep.
Like, I saved this because this is the first time I got dug. I saved this because I blocked Kobe Bryant. Oh, I blocked Kobe Bryant so good. And then I dunked on his face.
See, this is...
And then he got fouled out. It was like the craziest. Like, I saved it. Like, I blocked him, ran down the court, and then I dunked him, and then he got fouled out. But, you know, there's this weird, like, on where you just play, like, one guy. I forgot what it's called. Superstar mode or whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Whatever. So you're only playing one guy. There's this weird, like, bug where if the computer fouls out, right... So Kobe Bryant fouled out. He went to his bench. He sat down. We played some more, and then like, then I came out to rest, and then like then you can like simulate to go to the next time that you're actually in the game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I did that, and I came back in. Kobe Bryant came back in. What? Yeah, I don't know.
He paid off the refs.
He got fouled out again with his 7th foul.
What?
Yeah, there was one time where I forgot who it was. Some guy had like 9 fouls. He got fouled out, like, early on, then he came back in.
You know what, Dan? That's prison rules.
Yeah. If I get fouled out, I'm done.
You're done?
Like, I'm done. I get a bad grade for the game. I don't get too many skill points.
You ain't a superstar. You don't have the...
Coach chews you out.
But, yeah, I was relieved that I had that, and I actually made a cop, like a archive file, like a copy of that folder, because I was like, oh, my God, because, like, Skyrim, that's fine. I could just start over. Like,
well, those are cloud saves, so you're good there.
I would just start over anyway, because it's, like, the next time I play Skyrim, probably start over.
Okay. Right?
Just, like, with XCOM.
Oh, yeah, didn't they just release the
Dragonborn?
Yeah, the Dragonborn DLC.
I need to get that.
I want to get that when I have time. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to get that, but right now, Ni No Kuni... kind of owns my life.
It's good. It's a good game. So, I mean, but...
yeah. So, what was funny, though, is I was at work on Friday, so I left my computer on, and I was, like, installing stuff, like, every...
Yeah, that's
like,
a cool
every,
feature.
Like, 30 minutes, I'd be like, I'm gonna put that in, put some Arma stuff in so that I can play DayZ and stuff.
So you haven't reinstalled DayZ yet?
No, I can just use one of the updaters and stuff. I don't know when we're gonna actually play that again.
You might just wait till the standalone
version comes
out.
Standalone looks cool. You can change your clothes.
You know what I did? This week I actually... You can change your clothes.
Pretty, pretty dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Pajama pants.
Pajama.
DayZ pajama pants. So, oh God, looking at stuff this week, I actually watched the Wasteland 2 gameplay video. Have you seen that yet?
Mm-mm.
I think you'd be a real big fan of this style of game, Dan, because it's similar to... like Baldur's Gate in the way that you control your party and move them around.
Isn't it like Fallout?
No, it's not. It's third person and it's isometric, but it's squad based apparently. So you have your squad mates and they all have skills and things like that. So it's similar. It kind of reminds me of XCOM, only not quite as turn based. There's stuff that looks like it goes on in real time.
Oh, because you can pause it.
Because the way you move around is not like turn based. You don't just point and click.
So it's like Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, similar. That's what I got the sense out of it. It looked really cool though. I think it was like a 20-minute video that's like Wasteland 2 gameplay, and it's got like scripted events and all that stuff. I did notice they talked about the fact that they're not really investing much in voice acting, so there's going to be a lot of text that you'll have to read now. But I kind of feel bad. I wanted to invest in that when the Kickstarter was up, but I never did. But that looks pretty cool. I'm actually looking forward to trying that out.
Did you ever play Wasteland 1?
I didn't, but this looks like since my gaming tastes at the time were different, I'm at the point now where I think I could appreciate something like that.
This is post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, and it's post-apocalyptic, which is right up my alley. I am a fan of the Fallouts and the Mad Max style games.
They're, I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know. I started looking through Rock, Paper, Shotgun after you recommended it so much. They got some interesting features there.
Yeah, there's a game that I want to try out this week that they had. It was like a Zelda game or something. Like a Zelda-ish type game.
Oh, God, what were they? I was looking through that.
It starts with an A or something like that.
I think,
I think I'm going to play that because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can donate as much as money as you want as long as it's over a dollar, which is like...
That's cool.
Yeah. It's... Anodyne, a surreal top-down Zelda style adventure. So there's like that, you know, like indie games where they have like, this is your dreams, you don't even know if this is real. Kind of like Lone Survivor. Like, you might be dreaming this, it's horrifying. But it's also Zelda. Like, I watched like the trailer of it, it looks awesome.
Cool.
Like, it looks like Zelda-type gameplay. And then, and then the DayZ standalone looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, they still haven't announced a date on that yet, have they?
No, like they're about to start, I think, closed.
Oh, yeah, closed beta testing.
Closed beta testing. And then, yeah, when that comes out, like, I think me and David are gonna, like, go into a cocoon and just play.
For a couple weeks?
I might take a day off or something. Just be like, I just want to play this. Because if it's supposed to be, like... See, the problem with DayZ was always just, like, it didn't run well.
Yeah.
Like, it was always kind of like voodoo magic. Kind of, it wasn't like...
It's like alchemy and sorcery, yeah. You get that running on your system.
Like, I love it when a game is like Batman Arkham City, where it just kind of runs. Mm-hmm. Although Kevin had problems with it. But I mean, you know, in my experience, like, it just ran. Like, just with those kind of games where it's just...
That's
like,
a great feeling, yeah, no.
It just kind of runs.
Especially
and I don't
with
ever
a PC
have,
game.
I never have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about my Steam, like, randomly dying.
Well, yeah, do you know what... Remember what happened to me the first time when I upgraded my computer and I tried running Saints Row the Third? It wouldn't run. It would crash to desktop every time I would start that up. And that was because they hadn't released the... because I hadn't installed a patch for my processor or my motherboard that caused a weird conflict with that game and a few other games because my processor was so new. And that once I installed it and finally got everything up and running, I started Saints Row the Third and it popped right up. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, like Saints Row, like I never had a problem with that. That was like a fun game to play because I knew I never had. I mean, it crashed, I think, like once or twice, but it was just, you know,
it was stable.
Too much stuff was going on.
Yeah, I don't like.
One time Batman like died.
Oh yeah, I think you told us about that
in the middle of a cinematic too. It just kind of just died, but.
But yeah, trying to troubleshoot that stuff, it's like...
But yeah, so if DayZ becomes, like, super stable, like, it'll be really fun.
Nice.
And I started watching, like, Arma, like, just regular Arma videos of, like, stuff again.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, man, if I ever have the time, I really want to get into a clan of, like, cool dudes.
And start being a military.
Well, there's, like, this one clan that does a lot of, like, good videos called Shack Tactical or something. They do, like, huge operations of, like, hundreds, like, 100 people.
Oh, wow.
Like, doing, like, you know, like, an actual operation, like, clearing, like, a whole city or something.
Like, an actual army battalion.
Yeah, and then they have, like, all the channels and stuff. But it's not, that seems like it'd be, like, super serious. But, like, watching the videos, like, there's a lot of goofing off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're, like, playing a Vietnam, like, situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy told them to move out. And then it was, like, really foggy. And then suddenly, like... parts of his squad just started disappearing, and when they caught up to where those guys were, it was just a big cliff face. So he ordered half them to
jump off the cliff.
Yeah, they didn't know, they were just walking and people just started sliding down and dying. Yeah, so they ran down the cliff and you could just hear these people like crying in the actual players
in-game
just
engine or the
yeah, in-game guy. Engine just like oh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then, do you guys have work on Monday?
I do, yes.
You have work on Monday?
Not me.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking of playing KOTOR, but maybe we'll do something together.
Ooh.
I don't know.
It'll be a date.
It'll be a date. Or I could just play KOTOR.
KOTOR.
I was thinking of actually starting that
up. Get going back in and seeing if your memories hold up. You don't want to destroy your
I played
nostalgia.
The first, like, 40 minutes just to see how it ran and then also get all, like, the settings right.
Yep.
Man, that game is not pretty.
It's not, for looking at it now, it's similar.
I just
to,
remember when I was when I first played that up. I was like,
oh that was
wow.
mind blowing.
Yeah,
first time,
not cool.
Well,
not cool.
It's just like when we were at PAX that last time when we saw the guy playing Metal Gear Solid, and you looked over at me and you're like, I remember this game looking better. It does not hold up.
Yeah, but there was just something about this. Maybe like I put the graphics too high. I think
okay
because it was like. Too clear, like the anti-aliasing was just too clear, and it was just like,
do you need to jank it out some more?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have to jank it out because I was like, man, that, like my guy looks bad. Like, what is going
on
here?
Instead of making it sharper, you need to have cataract vision.
I will say though, it was weird playing with keyboard because there's no option to play with controller.
No, I know that.
I think there's probably a mod or something, right?
But, maybe.
Yeah, so I was playing with keyboard, and like once I got into the fighting, I was like, yeah, I like this game. And I wasn't even like didn't have Jedi powers or anything.
No,
I was just on the ship.
I was enjoying that game quite a bit. But I booted it up and tried the whole first mission area where you escape the ship with
I mean, like once I got into like the third or fourth fight on the ship, I was like, yeah, okay, I remember now. I remember you got me.
I'm gonna dual wield. I'm gonna use my two swords.
Yeah. I was shooting blasters.
Shoot guys with my blaster.
I was like, yeah, I remember this. You know, throw that grenade, buddy. It's okay.
Try not to level too much.
Yeah, I was okay. Nah, I'm not. I'm just gonna play it. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna try to game it.
And it's not like it's saying that you know you can't play it fun if you go wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
No. I remember. Like, I was just like, man, I'm getting up there in level. The first time I played it, I'm like, I'm already like level 7. I know that there's like a max of like 20 in this, and I'm not a Jedi yet. Oh, crap, I'm not going to have a lot of levels to play as a Jedi, am I?
I know if I play that and somebody watches me play, they're going to be like, how come you're not doing this? How come you're doing this wrong? Yeah, because I don't remember that much about that game.
I don't remember much about it either.
I only remember that I was only level 2 when I became a Jedi. That was so hard to do.
You son of a bitch.
I kept, like, I was walking on the tightrope of death.
Hey, look, I got shot once, and I'm dead. All right, time to reload. Oh, God, no.
Battle meditation.
Come on, Basila. We gotta go. Gotta save the galaxy.
I think, like, I think my group was always, like, myself, who was a guardian, then Basila, and then the old guy.
Jolie.
Yeah, I think
Smoking
Jolie.
The Gonge.
Yeah.
Hippie Jedi.
I don't know what it was before I found Jolie, but... I always wanted to use HK because he seemed really fun, but I never got into using him.
No.
Like, he was probably, like, the most, like funny character, but, like, I just never used him.
Or you take the Wookiee along and just hear him go... Riveting dialogue, Wookiee friend. Thank you.
For a long time, I kept using, what's her face? The Twi'lek?
Oh, yeah, I think I used her.
Because she's a thief.
Yeah, that's
she'll
true.
Open everything.
I think I'd used her also.
Plus, she's fun when you face that one Rancor and you have her stealth in and put down a bunch of mines and then go on the other side of the mines, turn visible, and watch the Rancor just run through them.
You know what? I might have to buy. I think I'm going to buy System Shock 2 since it's out on.
GOG?
Yeah. It's also supposed to be coming to Steam,
too. I was thinking of buying it just because it'd be just be an easy way to play it instead of like having to figure out how to run it again.
That's one of the main reasons I want to get it, because like, I just want to play it and just click EXE and go, all right, I'm good.
I don't know, though. When I watched Patrick Klepek play it on one of the Thursday things...
the Spooky and the Scoops?
Yeah, Spooky with Scoops. I was just like, oh, what is up with this music?
I don't care.
What is up with this stuff?
The best part was his reaction to the monkey the first time he saw it.
Yeah.
And the monkey shot the psychic blast in him, and he lost his shit, because that's exactly what I did.
That monkey's creepy as shit.
Here. What the fuck was that? Is that a monkey? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then the monkey gets into it with the zombie, and then they're going at it. That monkey take that zombie down.
But, yeah, I'm thinking of playing KOTOR. And then KOTOR 2. I've never actually finished KOTOR 2.
That would be something.
And then play it with, like, all of the missing content or whatever.
You never finished KOTOR 2. Shame.
Although what sounds like it'd be hard is try and figure out how to get those patches to work on the Steam version, because, like, I was looking online.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And, yeah, I think you sacrifice an animal under a full moonlight to get it to work.
Yeah.
During the equinox.
Yes, you must do all of this.
Equinox?
Is it equinox? Tomato, tomato.
That's a crappy
game. Paladin.
Equinox was a horrible game.
Equinox?
Same with Solstice.
Immortal. I tried to Equinox.
Oh, I tried.
I tried very hard. Those graphics were good for its time. I have a cool gaming story. So my brother just bought a Xbox.
Oh, he got a 360?
Yeah, so nice. I gave him all, like, my games and everything, and then my nephews...
I hope you didn't give him my copy of Fable 3 and only your copy of Fable 3.
No, I only have one copy in my stuff, and it's the one that's still wrapped.
You've got mine somewhere in
the
room.
Do I still have yours?
Yeah. Because it's one of those things you've had, and I never really thought of asking for it back, because it's Fable 3.
I still have your Saints Row, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I found that. But, I never found my Forza 3, so maybe the Forza 3 is with that Fable 3 somewhere.
They ran off the 3s. Yeah.
So
don't worry if you really want it, Kevin. I think I still have a wrapped copy of Fable 3 up on my shelf there that I will never play because I played that. I rented that, or did I borrow that? I forget. I remember playing that for about like 6-7 hours, and I was like, "This is exactly the same as Fable 2. I'm done."
No, this is exactly the same, except for why is the menu system a room? I guess inside my brain.
Yep.
Whip a butler.
Yes.
Yeah, I still had a Fable 3 copy that was wrapped.
Lovely.
With this cellophane or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I never unwrapped from a Christmas present.
Molyneux tried so hard.
Did you give him your copy of Burnout, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that game's so good.
Yeah, I gave him... And, well, like, the one he really wanted was Red Dead Redemption, because he's a big Rockstar fan. Like, he's a super Rockstar fan.
Yeah, that's...
Like, he played through Max Payne 3. Like, he's making me want to play through Max Payne 3.
Don't play through Max Payne 3.
He says it's awesome.
Okay, well, go for it.
I trust my brother.
All right, do it. Let us know what it's like.
We have kind of the same taste, except he doesn't like crazy simulation stuff.
No, you're about the only one of us who likes your...
Dan, you're the spreadsheet fan.
Yeah, you are the spreadsheet fan.
Need to find my people.
Somewhere out there is an enclave of spreadsheet gaming fans.
Dude, if I ever date a girl that's like, oh, I play Baseball Move, I'm like, let's get married. Like, for real, like, right now. I'm 14. That's cool. Whatever. You'll eventually be 18.
I will wait.
That's wrong.
There's an enclave out there, though, and they have one... They have, like, a giant table for gaming, and there is one chair empty. They're waiting for you.
Well, I've been on message boards with those guys. There's no females in that whole community.
Well, that community is not going to reproduce and keep living.
No. We just have simulations of reproduction.
You got a spreadsheet for that.
That went into a weird place. So I have my copies
Sex
of...
Cast.
I got my copies of... I bought a penis. I got my copies of Halo 3 and Halo 3 ODST. And then my nephews, who've never played it, they're like, oh, we want to play Halo because
that's
they
rated
know what,
M for mature,
what
isn't
Halo
it?
Is. And I was like, do you want me to... my brother was like, yeah, whatever. Well, it's actually not, like, Halo's actually not, like...
Well, no, it's not risque, it's just really violent. Like,
no, it's
well,
not.
I don't know
they
why.
Don't show,
it's rated M, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but they don't show gore.
It's violent in the same way as Star Wars.
It's weird.
You shoot people, but you don't see them, like, bleed out
or explode. Yeah, it's just shooting.
But it is rated M, right? I'm not crazy?
I think it is. Or it might be T.
Oh, T for teen. Okay, yeah, maybe it's T for teen.
Who cares?
Well, that's fine.
Whatever. I mean,
so
he's not going to let him play
some Red Dead.
No, so like my nephews wanted to play it, so I started. I showed them the ropes, like how to play and like all the controls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were playing deathmatch just 1-on-1 with one of the nephews. But then I was just like, I was obviously not playing.
Of course you weren't. Yeah,
I was just like jumping around. Like, you're gonna try to shoot me. You're not gonna shoot me. Run up behind him and like punch him in the face and run away.
Yeah,
stuff like that. And then
You're being a good uncle.
So eventually I was like, let's play the single player campaign because we can play that together and we shoot like aliens and stuff. Yep. So we're playing. I was playing that with one of the nephews, and then the other one wanted to play with me, and I was like, no, I want you to get this because all the adults, like my cousin and like, you know, my sister-in-law, my brother, they're all drinking wine and like
having, you know, adult time.
Yeah,
and you're at the kiddie table.
Yeah, and I was like, I want to go talk with the adults for a little while. Well, I want to go also drink. Like, yeah. Uncle needs to get a drink on.
Dan's
got it. I was like, no, here, why don't you play? And, like, literally, like, while we were just, like, chit-chatting and stuff like that, the two just played. Like, they got pretty far in Halo 3. Like, they were playing Halo 3, the single-player campaign. If you remember, there was the part where it's, like, outside and then there's, like, those big, like, machines that you have to somehow get into.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, they got all the way there from the beginning. Like, they're playing until, like, 11.
Well, the game's not too... I mean, it was pretty straightforward, if I remember. You know, the Halo games weren't too bad about, like, trying to figure out where you need to go. I do remember a couple of times where we got lost. We're like, where the heck... How are we supposed to keep moving? And then we'd finally, like, hit a checkpoint and be like, oh, we were supposed to go here, apparently.
No, it's just cool to see them both playing.
Nice, yeah.
On a console. Co-op. That was pretty cool.
Now all you need to do is get them an old Nintendo and some Mario Brothers games.
I'm proud that my brother, you know, he's pretty much anti-gamer. He became grown up way too much. So they got a Wii, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my 3-year-old nephew just turned 3, like, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for his birthday, my brother actually got him, it's a crappy game. And my brother's like, it's a crappy game, but I wanted something that a 3-year-old could play. Got him, it's like carnival games for the Wii. And he's like, yeah, it's fun because, you know, it's like WarioWare, but you have infinite time for it. You know, you just have silly little games, but you have infinite time. And all of a sudden, little kid, he'll shoot, like, on the shoot-a-duck thing, he'll shoot a duck. He will take about 400 shots, but he will shoot a duck eventually.
He will shoot that duck eventually.
And it's like, it's so good to see
young people starting to play.
Bring them into the fold.
Yes, they must. You must start them. No corruption. It's a rich tapestry.
It's a good corruption.
Yeah.
Well, my nephews have been playing PC games for, like, years.
They
just don't know what a controller is.
Ah, so you're getting them into the console section of it.
Well, I mean, they have 3DS and not Vita, the PSP.
Ah, okay. So they know the handheld games. They just don't know much about console games on the TV.
They don't know the two sticks.
Yeah, the dual sticks.
Even my brother was just like, I don't know what to do with that. Like, I'm going to play on a keyboard. I was like, you're going to have to figure this out for Red Dead Redemption.
That's such a great game. I remember I borrowed that from you to play it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. But like every Rockstar game, it does have the diminishing return. You get to the point, you're like, yeah, okay, I've played enough of this. I'm moving on now.
Let's get this done.
Yep. So, yeah. So you played more than you thought this week. You played a bunch of Halo with your little nephews.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, the graphics haven't aged very well.
No, not in Halo 3.
Yeah, I remember, like...
We were blown away by that game. I remember we played through that whole thing co-op. Yeah.
It's like, this should be better. Halo 4 looks great.
Yeah.
I saw that only a couple months ago, and I was like, this looks great.
I think my time with Halo is past. It's kind of like with Smash, where it's like, I had fun, but Halo and I, we both went our different ways.
I only have fun playing those games co-op. I wouldn't want to play through that single player.
Yeah.
We just had that unique experience with the first one, where I played through the entire thing co-op, and then I played through the second game entirely in co-op, and then the third game entirely in co-op. I wouldn't want to go back and play any of the other games, because that's one of the reasons I never played ODST or Reach, is I didn't have anybody, like, really who was willing to sit down and play through it co-op, so...
Yeah, and playing those single player, it feels like half a game.
Oh, I'm not really into the Halo story for its rich history or
the narrative.
The narrative, as some people are. I mean, I'm sure the storyline is decent enough, but I have more fun with the random stuff that happens in, like, the middle of a firefight when, you know, I run up to one of the brutes and grab a gravity hammer and knock him off a ledge while Dan is throwing grenades across the map, the plasma grenades, and sticking it to a dude. And then he explodes that big group, and I go, all right, we are awesome.
Or when you hit someone with a gravity hammer, and your partner is far away, and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, a grunt just flew past me.
Yep.
That's me.
Satisfying.
That's all me.
So yeah, not much in the way of games this week for us, I guess. I mean, a couple things here and there. Did you guys take a look at the... Have you seen the prototype pictures for the PS4 controller that they leaked out?
Yeah, it looks like a PS controller.
Yeah. The sticks look a little different with the... and then it's got that weird, like, screen at the top and in between them.
When is the announcement
supposed to be? The 20th.
So that's just Thursday, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a bunch... I think the bunch... A couple of places are going to be live streaming the announcement as well. So we'll...
It'll be cool.
You know what the announcement will be? Vita is coming in more colors.
All right.
Parappa the Rapper 4.
Jammer Lammy 4. The sequel.
I never played that.
I didn't either.
No, it could be like the current trend in things. Parappa X Lammy.
I did see a story that the Last Guardian apparently is not dead.
Yeah, I know. It's vaporware.
No, but I saw it this week.
Yeah.
That apparently it's not dead. Like, somebody at Sony was, Japanese name guy, was like, I'm not a reporter.
I got you. No, you're
He was, yeah, he was like, oh, no, yeah, we're totally still working on it. Like, we still want to release it, like, this year or something.
PlayStation 4. It's
like, what?
It's coming out as a launch title on the PS4.
That would suck.
That mean that, like, I saw somebody tweet, if that were to happen... That mean we'd had a whole generation of consoles we're out with Team Ico not releasing a new game.
Yeah, like 8 years or something.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's
I don't
a long
think there's
time.
Even a Team Ico anymore. I think those guys are done.
Well, it's the team working on this game. Like,
I thought they like
part of, the main guys left, or one of them is still under contract. He's not actually an employee anymore.
That's like saying Infinity Ward is still Infinity Ward. It's not Infinity
Ward.
Oh,
no, they're not.
That's a different company altogether.
No. I was glad to see at least gas-powered games got bought.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too. Who was it who bought them? Was it...
forget their name. Down in California, they do a lot of the free-to-play war games.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I remember that.
I kept thinking, like, after that Kickstarter failed, that... You know, they'd be pretty much dead, and Dan would probably be sad because there goes one of his crazy war game
companies.
Developers.
What do the gas-powered games make?
It's all of the spreadsheety-type war games.
No, gas-powered games, weren't they the ones who made Age of Wonders and Age of Empires?
You might be right.
I think they
did. Or is that Big Huge Games?
I think they might have been, like, Age of Wonders, but their primary thing when they aren't just being contracted by Microsoft is, like, a bunch of war games.
InfoCast! Come to Infinite Lives.
They did the Dungeon Seed games. And the Supreme Commander games.
Supreme Commander,
I never got into
those. Oh, you never got into those?
I don't really like RTS, like, base building. Like, I guess I used to, but, like, Company Heroes and... Warhammer is, like, the most I'll get into that.
Yeah, and I don't like those. I'm not as big a fan of those as I was of the actual base-building ones.
I never was into RTS.
Except for the one that we...
Rise of Nations?
Rise of Nations, there we go.
Only at land, though. But at land, that's an awesome game.
Those got into crazy. Like, I'm going to send all of the stealth bombers.
Armageddon clock!
I'm the Armageddon machine.
My knights charging turned into tanks. Thanks.
See, I only had two strategies.
Terracotta
Warriors. One, Terracotta Warriors, and two, a bunch of nuke silos. And then if anybody tries to attack my city, I wait for a big army to approach, fire a nuke at them. Then it's like, okay, they're done.
It's all about getting the pyramid.
Yep. Dan and I, would fight about the
whole
fight
bunch
over
of
the pyramid.
Food.
And then there was Lou, who would always build the Colosseum, or the Colossus. I just want the one infantry guy every so many seconds.
Oh, that's Terracotta Warriors.
Oh, was it?
Does
yeah.
I thought the Colossus did that, too.
I forget what that does, but the Terracotta Warriors is the one that, like, builds a guy.
Just the random shitty dude.
Yeah.
The one that you would get later on is the, like, I forgot what
I was all about
some
the Statue
kind
of Liberty.
There's some kind of technology where you could, like, your guys would instantly build.
Oh, yeah, AI.
Yeah.
Valley.
Yeah.
No, no, the one I would always go for, I had to get the Statue of Liberty, because what the Statue of Liberty did was it automatically upgraded all your units to the modern age for free. So, like, I'd have all these shitty guys who were stuck in the Middle Ages, and I'd see you guys slowly, like, upgrading, like, oh, look, Dan's got the tanks now, and I'm still rocking around in the...
Yeah, spears.
With the cavalry, and then I'd be like, but I'm building that Statue of Liberty. Oh, wait for it, almost done, and boom! Oh my gosh, John's army just advanced 200 years in 2 seconds.
We just found guns.
We found guns and tanks. Oh, we're gonna roll on. I'm gonna roll on your ass now.
It's like Rise of Legends, remember?
Oh, that
sucked.
Look at me, I'm the Da Vinci. No, it didn't. It didn't suck.
We just played it for a little bit. It wasn't as compelling.
No.
But the graphics were awesome.
Yes.
And yeah, it looked pretty.
I did like the aesthetics of the three different races that they had in it. Like, the Da Vincians were cool. You had the crazy, like, Arabic-inspired people who had their castles and their spires.
We were just getting out of it, because we weren't even playing Rise of Nations at that point.
No, no. We were done with that point.
Yeah, but we had Eric give us procure copies of Rise of Legends for everybody.
That was cheap copies of...
Rise of Legends.
Yeah.
I saw that at E3.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine is.
Oh.
I saw that at E3. I thought it was fucking...
It did look cool.
We sat through, like, a 20-minute presentation on it.
We sat through, like, a...
I wrote notes.
We sat through... What weird presentations do we remember sitting through at PAX? I know we did Red Dead 1 year.
That wasn't weird.
No, but I remember the comment that you made while we were watching that. Like, you're like, oh, I heard you can kill the squirrel and skin it. He's like, and then I think you said it loud enough to the... did you ask the guy if you could? No, but he did go and he killed, like, the squirrel right after Dan mentioned that. And Dan was like, I'm so buying this game.
I want to skin all of the animals.
I want to skin all the animals.
And I did.
You did. Except for the cougars. You shot them.
I even killed a Yeti.
Oh, that's right, because of the
Sasquatch.
That was in... Was that in one of the DLCs?
Yeah, yeah. Undead whatever.
Zombie Nightmare.
Japanese guy name.
Yeah.
So apparently I'll be getting my my card from Star Citizen at some point soon. I had to fill out my shipping information, getting myself a little card for my space simulator game.
Why do you need a card?
No, it was part of the pledge that I put in.
Oh.
They're like, oh, if you pledge this much, you get this little card that you can put your name on, your call sign.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I guess.
Updated my... Hey, at least that Kickstarter is getting updated.
Keep that in your wallet?
Yeah.
It's going to have your picture on it?
No picture.
You can't use it. I would love for you to use that, like, at a store.
Oh, it's ID? Here, this is me.
Yeah.
Star
Citizen.
Sir,
it's got my fucking name on it.
Big Lebowski, where it's like all I've got is a Ralph's Club card to identify myself. Hey, like I said, at least that Kickstarter is getting updated. Like, there's other Kickstarters that I know we've pledged to that we haven't heard anything on in years.
No comment.
Sometimes I love going Kickstarter just to look at the games that it's like these are so doomed to fail. Like, they didn't even... I could tell they put in the effort, but they don't have enough talent to do an effort.
Yeah. Now, what was... did you notice that I saw something earlier this week about that... You remember how the Giant Bomb guys were talking about that Pebble Watch? I saw a story that, like, Apple's actually might be developing something based on that, similar
to
that.
Pebble Watch?
It's some sort of watch.
It hooks up from, like, Android to... You know, it's a watch that'll have, like, a screen showing, like, hey, if a call's coming in, it'll say what number is calling you. It'll show you the time. You can see your text messages, all from your phone that's in your pocket or in your desk.
So it's an easy... It's like a second screen for your phone, as opposed to keeping it out in the open and on you at all times.
And I think, like, maybe you could use it as speakerphone or something like that.
Something like that. But, yeah, apparently Apple's developing something similar to that.
I guess that's cool.
No, you're not impressed.
I don't. I mean, I would just take out my phone.
I
guess if you were driving.
I think it's HTC made a phone that's like, oh, it's like 5.5 inch screen or something like that. It's even bigger than like the Galaxy Note or whatever.
Oh, no, there's one. I think the Samsung, one of my coworkers got that giant thing.
No, it's even bigger than that.
Oh, God.
And HTC, they are making, at least in China, it might come to the rest of the world. In China, they're going to have, it essentially looks like an old non-smartphone with, like, buttons that, you know, will have, like, the number pad. It'll have a little, you know, display meant to be the phone to go with your phone because your regular phone is too fucking big to hold up to your face.
Phone for a phone, Dan. Phone for a phone.
Side talking.
Yep.
Hey, in a way, N-Gage was kind of right.
I just want my...
We do games on our phones nowadays, and we have phones so ridiculous that we don't want to use them as phones.
I want it to go back to retro. I want my Zach Morris phone from Saved by the Bell.
No.
I'm talking to you on my cellular phone.
No.
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 Just go back to phones where we only have Tetris and Sneak Hunt.
Yeah. And pinball, but it's a real bad pinball.
Remember my phone? We played Tetris on that a lot.
I kept taking your phone to play Tetris.
You guys were competing.
I had a Kyocera.
Yeah. I had a Kyocera at 1.2, but mine didn't have Tetris on it.
Yeah, I had Tetris.
I never had the TI graphing calculator either that you could program Tetris on.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
I still use my TI-85 at work because I need a calculator for doing science-y stuff. So I guess something else I've been playing this week.
Is Tetris on your...
Tetris, but also I have Daleks. You know that old game based off of Doctor Who where you're... Every time you move, the Daleks move directly closer to you, and the object is get two of them to hit into each other, and they break apart, and then just keep having them run into that rubble pile.
You lost me. I
wonder what happened to my TI calculator, the one that was like not.
Oh yeah, you had that crazy
giant like computer science one that you had that was.
Fuck, I forgot where that went.
Probably at Lou's house in one of those boxes. That
was like almost $200.
Well, I got my TI-85, that's 150. Now, got that back in high school.
Let's not forget, not only did you have Tetris, but I remember hearing people or who had Drug Wars.
Right, I knew people who had Doom on there, on that big one that I had.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you could get Doom on that.
See, I have a fake Windows on it, so when you go this certain mode, it's like UseGuard or something like that. There's a start button in the bottom left screen, so you hit the function button under it, and out comes the start menu. Most of the things don't do anything, like settings. There are no settings on it. Then you go to the game menu, and there's Nibbles, you know, a classic Snake game.
Yeah.
There's, that game, it's kind of like Quicks or Kicks or whatever, except for it's balls, and you want to just keep sealing off the areas until you capture, like, I think 3/4 of the screen. Then there's Tetris, Daleks, and, like, some, like, Panic. Sort of match puzzle game.
Okay.
I still play those.
Have you ever heard of Excel spreadsheet games?
Those are cool.
People have made, like, games, like, fucking, like, actual games with, like, graphics.
Yeah, and it's all, like, macros in the different cells. So when this cell changes to this color or this function, all of a sudden every cell on the whole spreadsheet changes.
That's weird.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, you have, like, dungeon exploring games.
Sure.
There's Tetris on spreadsheet.
Yeah.
They'll put Tetris anywhere.
I've seen, like, Shumps on there.
That's silly.
I need some of those for work. Then I could look like I'm working.
There you go.
Not that I condone not being a productive member of society. Kids, stay in school and get a good job.
Study math and science. We need mathematicians and scientists.
Yeah, I had a TI-92+.
A giant, like, it looked like a handheld. It didn't even look like a calculator.
It looked like it should have been part of our handheld gaming, like, back in the WonderSwan days.
We needed that for Calculus 3.
Not one or two,
you
just
could
three.
You do, like, three-dimensional graphing on that.
Ooh. X, Y, and Z.
Calculus 2 didn't really go into that. Like, it's mainly integer. Welcome to MathCast.
Yeah, you guys lost me. My math stopped at Algebra 2. I didn't even go into trig.
I got to Calculus 2. That's all I need to be a biologist.
Alright, I don't need to know about no theoretical or imaginary numbers.
And despite what John said, kids, study math, don't study science. I want to find a new job. I don't need you competing with me.
Okay.
Hunt down you kids.
How about not biology? How about they study, like, astrophysics or something like that?
Yeah, study, like, astronomy.
There you go.
Because that's some cool shit.
Astrology as well.
Yeah. No. Learn to read the cards.
No, we don't want anybody studying astrology.
Alright, so do we want to take a quick break here, guys?
What would you study in astrology?
The stars.
There's no studying. You're just making it up.
Obviously.
There's no studying.
Oh, no shit, you're making it up.
So what are you studying?
Political science 101.
You're studying how to have a bad, like, Jamaican accent, so... Hey, let me read your cards!
Miss Cleo is going to tell you your future!
Hey. Okay.
So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll delve into...
Something?
A discussion about something.
We'll read your cards and your future, bro.
Mystery Good topic. Good Dan, job. Do you have a crazy game this week?
What?
Do you have a crazy game idea?
What?
Yeah, okay.
I have a sane game.
Ooh, a sane game. Here we go. We'll do that. And we'll be back in a couple minutes, or in a couple seconds, depending.
You're going to go to break or not?
We're going to break.
No.
Hi, everybody. Trustworthy Dan Pared is here to tell you all about how you can get more infinite lives. Go to Zazzle.com/infinitelivespodcast and order some of our swanky shirts. Wear them to school, the office, at play, in the ocean, even eating chocolate, wherever. Also, like our Facebook page at facebook.com/infinitelivespodcast and spread the word. Write your congressman and demand, I want infinite lives.
And we're right back after a short, instantaneous, almost minuscule break. We're back to talk.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. We are.
Or did we record this one first?
Maybe we did.
Maybe. Yeah.
So what are we talking about in the first half that we record second?
Guns, drugs, violence, PCP.
Okay.
You like to get wet?
I know what you're going to do, Dan. You're going to tell us what the wacky game idea is this week. Or is it insane? You heard me. The game idea for
RPG.
I'm out.
No. Okay.
This is
so
the
you
end.
Know how like
this is the end of podcasting.
This is the end, my friend. Okay. So you know how like there's Skylanders.
Yes.
And there's going to be Disney Infinity.
Infinity. Yes.
Yeah. And remember all of those like cool sports figures, the toy figures. What were they called?
Oh, God, I'm trying to remember.
Upper Deck? No, that's the card.
They were in the poses. I do remember that.
And they came with a card, though.
Yes.
In the pack.
So, what if you made them so that you could play, you know, LeBron James in your basketball game, but he would improve his stats?
Sportslanders?
Sportslanders. Oh, you don't
Infinity.
He's not even playing basketball. They're fighting each other. Oh, it's like Pro All-Stars or Pro Stars. It's like Pro Stars, right? So it's adventure game with sports figures, but then you get like the actual like posing figure toy thing. So you load up LeBron and then he goes on adventures.
Starting lineup.
Those were the NBA ones. Were they all called starting lineup though? Oh, snap. Scottie Pippen.
I forget who I had. I had a baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball guy.
Baseball guy.
Yeah, he played second base for the Cubs.
My brother's former roommate had Brett Favre.
Nice. I always wanted to get, like, Frank Thomas. That was like one thing.
The big hurt.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it would be, like, Pro Stars, which I know me and Kevin at least like.
It was It was just the starting lineup figure.
So Pro Stars, if you don't remember, is animated.
I remember
animated.
Pro Stars.
I'm telling you for the people. Not everybody knows this.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan.
That's why I have to tell
everybody.
What is
Pro Stars?
But you out there in podcast land.
Pro Stars is like if you take Disney characters and you put them into RPG. No, Pro Stars is a cartoon that featured Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson,
and Wayne Gretzky.
And they were a superhero team that solved problems.
Except for Wayne Gretzky didn't really solve anything. He was comic relief.
Probably fought crime or something, told kids not to do drugs or something. And they all had superpowers. Michael Jordan could jump really far. Bo Jackson was indestructible, I think, or something.
As long as you alternate A and B.
As long as you don't give him milk or something. No, that's Mr. T.
Oh, man, I found the best starting lineup figure. The one I want over all others. I want Arnold Palmer.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck. I would
signed by Arnold Palmer.
I would buy the shit out of that. I didn't even know they made golf starting lineup.
Timeless Legends.
How much is it on eBay?
Let's take a look. $90.
Oh my God.
All right,
buy it now.
I'm out of the hobby already.
I'm out of the hobby.
Okay, I was in. Now I'm
out. Oh, the Drew Bledsoe figure. Why not? $9.99 for Drew Bledsoe.
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He was on the team. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. He was on the team.
You get a ring.
Hey, yeah. They didn't get past the Steelers without his help.
No, I got
he
you.
Came in when Tom Brady got shaken up. Anyway, so
you want the Skylanders version of starting lineup figures?
Yeah,
Sportslanders Infinity.
But they're not playing like sports. They're doing like Pro Stars type stuff.
Okay,
like
throwing flaming
now,
baseballs,
fighting like drug dealers.
Now I have to ask,
hobos.
Do their stats for that year affect how good a character they are in the game?
No, because you level them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So stats have nothing to do with what they do.
No.
That's, I don't know, I think that kind of takes away half the fun.
No, because they have special abilities, like Bo Jackson is indestructible, so that'd be kind of like LeBron James or something, right? Adrian Peterson can run really fast and he can't get tackled. I don't know.
Okay.
Michael Vick, he has Call of Nature where he can like call dogs to fight for him. No?
I don't know about that.
Like I said, I think they're still...
Oscar Petraeus has firearms.
Wow.
Or Petraeus? What is his name?
Pistorius?
Whatever his name is. Yeah.
The South African guy?
Yeah, he specializes in firearms.
Too soon?
Too soon.
He's not American. Who cares? Nah, that was too soon. My bad. That's a real tragedy.
Yeah. That's pretty sad.
Sherman can draw aggro.
The bad guy is like Jose Canseco or something. I don't know.
Oh man, those are two Ken Griffey. They made two different Ken Griffey Jr. starting lineup figures?
He was very popular.
And apparently they made one.
Back in the day.
Well, here's the funny thing. These two pictures, one is Ken Griffey Jr. swinging, one is Ken Griffey Jr. running, and then the third one on this list is Cal Ripken Jr. standing. Not even playing. Not in a play position of any kind. Just standing there holding a bat.
Yeah, I don't remember who I had. I had one baseball guy, and he was, like, in the middle of a swing or something. I always wanted, like, all of them. But they kind of suck.
They're not action really figures. Yeah, they're just... They stood there and did nothing.
They were
nothing.
Just cool to have, because they had the official logos and
they
stuff.
They did, yes.
And you weren't supposed to take them out of the package. They lose value.
That doesn't mean anything to us.
My brother's roommate, Brett Favre, never came out of the package.
That's weird.
So Dan's recap, Dan's wacky gaming idea of this week is
Pro Stars the video games with
Skylander style
with Sportslanders.
Sportslanders. Bam.
Copyright.
Done.
Trademarked.
Boom.
What's the sequelized version?
Boom. No, it just goes on forever.
Just it's a platform.
Yeah. Then we have Legends Sportslanders.
Then you bring in like different sports.
Yeah.
Guys come up through the draft and
they're only in black and white though, the old guys on the screen.
Nice. I like that.
Black and white back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should have with like a Madden, you know, classic Madden teams and all of that. They should be black and white.
And then what you can do, Dan, is you can sell models of stadiums, classic stadiums.
Oh.
And you put those on your little
That's
pedestal
where they
of power. Yeah.
Yeah, I want more pedestal power stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Bam.
It's an interesting idea.
We're done.
Okay.
It can actually work. I mean, that's a big game, like, style right now. The portals of power.
What is Shaq's special power?
I don't
The Shack Attack.
Retiring?
Wow.
Being a sheriff?
He takes up... Oh, he's a superhero who grows bigger.
Okay.
He takes up space.
What is he? He's the Apache chief of the...
So what? He's Magic Johnson?
No. Magic Johnson...
Is black and white growing bigger.
No, Magic Johnson isn't vulnerable to all diseases.
This guy, he's got a point.
I know all this stuff.
He's the Wolverine of the Sky.
And he attacks. Landers. He could spread diseases. He just doesn't get affected by them.
Oh,
he's a carrier.
Much. I don't like where this discussion's going. What's Kobe Bryant's special power, everyone? He can steal the powers of others.
Yeah, he's like Siler.
Yep.
In Heroes.
He could pull diamond rings out to apologize to enemies.
Oh. I'm out of this idea.
I'm out of it. Brett Favre has...
Anytime he dies, he comes back.
Yeah, that's easy.
Zombie Brett Favre.
Zombie Brett Favre. He's the immortal from, like, Invincible.
Sure, yeah.
He just keeps dying and comes back.
He's coming back.
But
we can keep going.
Michael Vick has dogs.
Attack dogs.
Does he just turn into a swarm of attack dogs, or does he call them?
He calls them.
Okay.
He calls them.
Does he have a dog whistle? And then they come and they attack the guys?
Nah, it's some kind of cool heroic pose, and then a bunch of dogs show up.
Are they... What kind of dogs are they? Angry dogs? Do they look like mutts, or are they like purebred, like, fighting dogs?
No, yeah, they're just fighting dogs. Okay. Are you crazy?
I don't know. You're the one coming up with Michael Vick special power being attacked. Because
he's got the dog fighting thing.
I know.
That's where it comes from.
Tebow, if he uses his power, gets plus one hit because he has bless.
No. But he misses anyway because he's terrible.
On Ichiro, he could deal one damage every hit, but he never misses.
Except when he has off ear.
Oh. It's Barry Bonds' power, his head grows bigger.
Yeah, and then he starts eating everything.
Like Pac-Man? But then once Mark...
No, there's
McGuire
two died. Barry Bonds.
Oh, there's pre... There's
skinny
two giants,
Barry Bonds, who's like, he's just overall, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, big head Barry Bonds, which is the big head.
Just the head?
That's a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't hit often, but when he does hit, it's a critical.
Roger Clemens throws needles. I don't know. No, he beans a little kid.
He stabbed your character in the back.
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling is really good, but any money he acquires disappears.
Ah, that's harsh. Wow, we're going real dark with this.
And he also throws needles because he did drugs too. They all did.
Sure.
And he could attack with blood from his sock.
Now, do you get the, can you buy PED power-ups for the adult version of this game?
Yes.
But you can't use them when any other character is around.
You have to be in a hidden spot to use a special spot to use your PEDs. All right,
Tyson.
I'm back in. Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
Are there several versions of Mike Tyson?
No, there's just Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Bonus damage to women.
Oh,
and ears. If he hits the head, it's bonus.
Yeah, close melee. He's all about close melee.
He's deadly within 3 feet.
That's wrong.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
Mark McGuire. He turns into a crocodile. Because he has crocodile tears.
Okay. Sammy Sosa, when he hits you, or when he attacks, his bat might break.
Everything is so real with Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa turns invisible because he became really light suddenly after playing baseball. So he keeps getting light and light and light, and then he's gone.
Poops out like a ninja.
But it's so real.
It's so real.
Oh, I miss those hands.
A-Rod has purple lipstick. That's his own power. That's all he has. He has purple lipstick.
Rodman blinds people with his crazy colors.
Does he shoot rainbows?
Yeah.
Okay.
From his rainbow colored hair.
He also has immunity to all diseases.
Alright, we'll go with that.
Carmelone. What's Carmelone's power?
Carmelone drives a truck.
Because he's the mailman.
He's a mailman. And then he makes disparaging... And then he tries to hit on everybody's girlfriend.
Okay.
Because he tried to hit on
Kobe and Bryant. And his super special is that John Stockton comes out and takes care of everything on the
now, pitch. Now, John Stockton's special is Hidden Blade. He's like the Assassin's Creed. Stab the guy.
Alright, I think we've covered...
Mark Price's special is that he's just a really good shooter.
Michael Jordan gets a bonus ability. He can also equip bats, but he can't use them.
He can't use melee weapons?
He could equip them, but he just can't use them.
Yeah.
And Charles Barkley's special power?
Charles Barkley's special power? He plays equestrian. He rides a horse. He's Sir Charles.
Okay.
He rides a horse.
Alright.
He can also equip golf clubs. And be pretty good with them.
Does he have a silver bullet in his hand as well?
Yes. I know there's worse jokes. I kind of want to...
We're going to move on now, I think. Because we're slowly but surely devolving into how bad... OJ? Are we going to throw OJ in there? I've done it.
No.
What is OJ Simpson's
It's
power?
Too easy. That's too easy. And he's a villain.
Yeah.
Is he the last boss?
OJ's special ability is that he has, what do you call that thing where you're in two places at once?
Murder?
Bad
alibi?
No, there's like a word for it. Anyway, he has that power. He can be in two places at once.
Multi-presence?
Yeah.
All right.
He could paralyze enemies by kidnapping them.
Alright, moving on. Sportlanders, look for it in 2014. Kevin, you said you had a sane game idea to get us out of this horrible path we've gone down. Dan's still thinking about horrible athletes he can come up
Bobby
with.
Hurley had... No.
No.
Drazen Petrovic... No. Okay, we're done. I don't want to make fun of dead athletes.
Alright. Kevin, what's your sane game idea?
So... I was thinking, no, Dan, no, Dan, let it end. I was thinking, there's so many different games that are all about Dan's style of spreadsheet, micromanagement, of fine details of, like, kingdom building, city building. I was actually thinking, SimCity, one of the problems you always have is you lay down your roads, and all the way back to the original, you had traffic.
Yes.
Why not a game... where you actually play the traffic, like, the head of Department of Transportation for a city. And you're actually in charge of handling that traffic.
Okay.
Like, for example, you retime signals.
Mm-hmm.
You lay out the bus route.
And you should be listening. This sounds like right up your alley into something you would love.
And essentially, instead of being the mayor who, you know, either has no threat of ever leaving, like SimCity or some games... If you don't do a good enough job, you get kicked out as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, you're not trying to keep your position. You're trying to keep your mayor in because your mayor's the guy who's going to appoint you to the head of the DOT.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about just mitigate traffic concerns so business can thrive.
Okay.
It's real simple.
Do you set bus fares?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to decide, are you going to be like in Europe, where bus fare pays for the bus, or are you going to be like Seattle, where bus fare doesn't pay for the bus, and you're constantly threatening to cut bus routes because you don't have money?
Sounds like a winner to me.
Political! Yeah, it could be all about, like, lobbying. Mm-hmm. Lobbying simulator.
You want a lobbying simulator?
Yeah, you're just a lobbyist.
Is that a bonus game idea from Dan?
I'm just a lobbyist.
Why not break up, like, the SimCity idea? Instead of you're the mayor who controls everything, what if I just want to be a lobbyist? What if I just want to handle transportation?
I always wanted a SimCity where you had to run for mayor on your record.
So you want the political... You want the political machine or whatever. I forget what that simulation's called. But integrated into SimCity?
Yeah, you do your SimCity stuff, and then every, I don't know, make it video gaming. So, like, every 6 years, mm-hmm. you have to run for election.
And if you don't make it, the city gets built up by the computer for 6 years.
I mean, they have that in Tropical. You have to run for election.
Yeah.
But you could rig all the elections because you're...
You're the despot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're benevolent leader.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, something like that. I want to be, like, I don't want to be, like, some mayor that never
dies. Mayor for life.
Never dies.
Yeah, like...
The eternal leader.
Once they put you into the mayor's office in Sin City, you're an immortal.
Yeah.
You are the Highlander.
It's like civilization. Mm-hmm. You're always there. You're always
benevolent there. Leader.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like, break up the...
Gandhi is 4,000 years old, and he still hates me. Why?
Because, I mean, there is a market for that type of game with how, you know, some people just want to do, like, you know, Warcraft. I'm just going to build up sort of a city thing, expand some things, and kill shit.
Yep.
And some people, I want to control the taxes. I want to control, like, infrastructure.
You want to be the waste management guy?
Hey, you gotta make sure garbage workers don't strike.
Man, I want the new story on my house, so I'm gonna be corrupt.
Yep, you're taking all bids.
Yeah.
No, it's still the low cost option. I just pocket the extra.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna hire prison workers to do your job. Mm-hmm. Alright, so.
Yeah.
Difference.
Moving right along, I think we've had a decent enough discussion regarding that. So, Kevin, you're going to present our topic today.
So, kind of like how Dan was building off of with his wacky idea of what's now one of the newest, biggest, like, game genres that's emerging, the action figure that goes into your world game, I started thinking about, there's a lot of game genres that are actually dying or have died off that I didn't even really pay attention to the fact that they're pretty much gone. I mean, for example, I mean, anyone could think of how music games are pretty much gone. You know, they're kind of out there a little, but I mean, Rock Band, Guitar Hero, Beatmania, even DDR, I mean, those are all just gone now.
Yeah, I don't see anything in the near future for any of those style of games.
And with new generation coming up, I mean, it sounds like trying to transfer, like, DLC from one game console to its next generation is looking more and more like a big question mark or a, I don't know, unrealistic expectation.
Oh, yeah, quick tangent. Did you guys read about that, like, Wii U owner who spent, like, he had $400 worth of downloadable stuff on his Wii, and he bought a Wii U. Transferred all of his stuff over to the Wii U, and it was in Klepek's Worth Reading this week about so he basically bought $400 worth of merchandise, bought his Wii U, transferred all of the stuff to the Wii U. The Wii U he had crapped out, so he took it back to the retailer and swapped it out for a new one, but now he's lost all of that stuff.
Oh, why does Nintendo do that? That's so dumb.
I don't get that. It just that's
oh so man.
That is something that the all of them need to get better on. All three of the companies is their DRM transfers, like your rights management. If you're gonna put access to previous content on your console, make it easy to get that content. Even if it's something even if you have to charge a nominal fee for it, if it's a simple process for people, if it's just click yes
to charge a fee.
I'm saying at the most, if they do, you know, if they're trying to say, okay, we'll
if
do this.
There's licensing issues.
Yes, we'll say this. Sorry, no. You've got to pay 25 cents per song to transfer over the license because we have to renew the licensing fee because
our
contract
only stated for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, but that's different from a game, though.
Oh no, I get you.
The
but
song
I'm just saying,
is different
like,
from the game.
I got
like
you.
If you buy a downloadable game and then you have to pay to put it onto another console, and then if that craps out, you're shit out of luck. That's dumb.
Oh yeah, no. So what they did for the guy, like he called the support line, and all they gave him for it was they gave him $200 worth of credit in the Wii U shop, which he can't
use. Is
there
even $200 worth of stuff in
there? Well, yeah, he could buy a bunch of retail games and download them, but he can't buy any of those games because he bought those in the Wii shop, which uses different currency.
So
yeah, it's dumb. And that, I mean, we'll find out soon enough if PlayStation, Sony, and Microsoft are going to do just something as boneheaded, or if they're going to be smart and keep everything integrated with. You have your PSN account. That is where all of your content lives. Okay, we have all this content on the new PlayStation, and you can still download it based on that. So here,
see, it's kind of like saying I said before, different companies need to copy Steam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like if my computer gets formatted, or I buy a new computer,
or
I put Steam on,
out and you have to delete it, and then you delete all the folders.
Yep.
Yeah, all you had to do is log in,
yeah,
and you have access to your content.
Well, yeah, Apple was, I mean, they did that before Steam came out, because you had iTunes. And
nah, they didn't do that in the beginning.
Oh, was it not in the beginning? No. Okay.
And they don't do it for music. They do it for apps, but not songs.
Yeah. Songs, they're really touchy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I downloaded all my stuff when I set up my new computer with my previous purchases.
Well, it used to be really bad.
Huh.
When I did it,
they changed it now, but yeah, you used to have to actually like ask them for it, and then they would do it. They would ask you why, and then you had to pretty much say like, "Oh, my computer."
Yeah, no, because I remember when I just reinstalled this computer. When I installed iTunes, it says check for purchases, and then it gives me all the stuff that
for
I bought.
Me is about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, and yeah, let's just say stupid things resulted.
Well, yeah, no, Steam is definitely the model you want to go with on that, where it's like, my licenses are all tied to that login as opposed to
if we're going to have all these online consoles where you're always logged in, I mean, you're always logged in to Xbox Live, you're always logged in to PSN, if you're going to have that, just unify it.
Yeah.
You know, my account, I'm logged in, give me my shit. Done.
Yeah. Sorry, quick tangent. I just wanted to get off on that, because it was a good point to talk about there.
But I mean, like, I don't see Guitar Hero or Rock Band really continuing on with, in the next generation, if things can't be transferred, you know, 100% seamlessly, because I'm not going to go, all right, I want to buy the new Rock Band 4 or whatever, and I'm probably going to have to buy new instruments because they may change the communication standard. And then
for Xbox.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have to, you know, have zero songs because my songs didn't transfer.
Yeah.
So it's like, music, you know, that's the obvious genre. But I was thinking, like, also, I mean, extreme sports, they kind of disappeared.
Because nobody cares anymore.
And because Tony Hawk kind of milked it so badly that...
And also, we're out of the age group.
It's true. Although, I mean, they just don't develop them anymore either. Like, the last sports game I can think of extreme-wise was, like, a Shaun White snowboarding game, I think, was the last one I can remember.
Unless you want to count Tony Hawk HD Remix.
I bought that. I have that on my Xbox.
The newest SSX.
Oh, yeah, and the newest SSX. There you go.
Although...
I
bought in. They put so much effort into it. You could tell they tried, but they lost sight of what made SSX fun. Oh no, they put too much effort into it.
There's only so much you can do with that. Because you don't even play that for the people that are in the sport, so it's not like you can even like update it like Madden or anything.
No.
I mean, what else are you going to do, like, other than, like, making a crazy storyline that's in it?
Although I'm sure we'll get a rash of those types of games now that there's a new console launch, because you're going to want those styles of games on those new consoles.
So yeah, and it'll be, like, launch window games, and then they will fade out.
It's the cyclical thing. We'll probably get a batch of music games on the new consoles. We'll probably get a batch of the extreme sports games on the consoles.
And they're all going to kind of fade.
No? You done?
Extreme sports, really? Like, do you even know when the X Games are on?
No.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nope. Well, we don't care. People do watch them. It's just not us. It's not our age demographic anymore.
Snowboarding is the only thing that ever came out of all that stuff. Because it's an Olympic sport now. That's, like, the only thing that, like, is, like, a cultural thing.
I remember watching the X Games when Tony Hawk did his 900. I was there, in front of my TV.
Sure.
Yeah.
Way back, like... How many decades ago?
Not two yet. That was in the mid to late 90s, if I remember correctly.
It was 2 decades.
1.5 decades
yes.
ago.
Almost 2 decades.
Not yet, though.
It's going to be 2 decades.
At some point, yes. All right, so any other genres that you...
20 years.
So, like, one other I see is the genre itself is going to keep changing and growing, but I think Ni No Kuni is reaching... Ni No Kuni and... Maybe you could kind of say Last Story is about the end of the old school Japanese role-playing game. like, you know, there's been so many twists on how they're done, you know, like Final Fantasy XII when it came along and it played like an MMO, but, you know, whereas real time, you see all the enemies, you control one guy.
Did you play that?
No.
Okay.
What about Persona?
I haven't played the Persona games, so I know
I actually haven't touched those for a long time.
I've heard they're good, and they're different, because from what I know, from what Dan has told me...
You have to commit suicide.
I know that's the Shin Megami Tensei games where you shoot yourself. Okay, I know one of them, yeah, you have a gun that you shoot your head with to
summon your spirit. Bring out your Persona.
Yeah, I don't know enough about those. If Dan Helmick was here, he would be all over this, letting us know all about that.
Hi, I'm Dan Helmick. I hate games that you like.
Subtle dig.
How can you say that you like Zelda but not Link to the Past? That's ridiculous.
He said it.
I agree with Dan on this.
It's the same game.
I'm not gonna.
No, it's same game, but refined even better.
I'm not gonna say someone's opinion is wrong. It's their opinion.
Dan will say someone's opinion is wrong.
That's crazy!
Alright, special podcast.
It's like saying I love, like, Super Mario Brothers, but I hate Super Mario 3 and Super Mario World.
Special
podcast. You don't like Super Mario!
Dan versus Dan.
Well, I only liked Super Mario 1 and 2. After that,
Lost levels, man.
I'm fine. You can like whatever games that you like. Like, you guys don't like Call of Duty, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
But you can't like Zelda 1 and you don't like Link.
He likes Zelda 2, actually, more than he likes Zelda 1.
No, he said Zelda 1 and 2.
Well, 2 was the one he liked the most. I've talked to him about this before. He's a proponent of Zelda 2 style of gameplay.
Well, even more, he's insane because Zelda 2 is stupid. Anyway, let's go on.
But I see a lot of Japanese RPGs conventions going away. I mean,
Dan is upset. We rattled up the Dan.
I mean, okay, there is the Shin Megami Tensei Persona type stuff, but that's not mainstream, really.
No, that's
super niche.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just talking, though, in, like, in our neck of the woods, because I think the Japanese still have a bunch of RPGs,
theirs are moving away from like the, you know, I mean, the
are you talking about the traditional like well, Neo no Kuni is definitely a perfect example of the traditional style where it's like you find a town, you level up around the town.
You go to the dungeon where you turn left first to get the treasure, then you go straight to get a treasure, go back and turn right, and you find the boss.
To be fair, though, I will say that, I mean, you could even apply that sort of gameplay style to Mass Effect. Like, when you go do a mission in Mass Effect, it's like, okay, I'm going down this path.
Yeah, but you're also aiming.
Yeah, no, I'm going with just a general basis of, like, the layout of the map designs in those games. It's, you go down a corridor towards your goal, which is at the end of said corridor, and there are little side paths along that, so...
I mean,
we're talking RPGs, like, with that style. That's your dungeon, is your mission in Mass Effect. Now, I'm not, the stuff that surrounds that, the actual dialogue choices and the storytelling in that, is much more complex in something like Mass Effect, as opposed to something like Ni no Kuni, which is very light-hearted and simplistic.
No choice. Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I think more than anything, that's the part that's pretty much dying. It's the lack of choice.
No?
I mean...
What?
I disagree.
Okay. Well, why do you think
they're
different?
It's not the same game. It's way different.
How are they different?
Because when you're actually actively shooting and it's an action game, and then the other one is that you're telling stuff to do things.
You're having to actually attack in Ni no Kuni. You actually have to issue commands. Like, it's in real time. It's not just sit there and have your guys
You warp into a set piece into there, so you're not actually like fighting on like the same map that you're on.
Okay,
that's way different because in Mass Effect, you're the whole environment.
You're using environment.
That's fine. I get you there.
And I thought, do you actually also control like the other?
You can switch over to the other characters at any time during that, so you have control over any one of. A single character at that time, and then you set their behaviors as well. No, I'm not saying that Mass Effect is not a more complex version of it. I'm just saying it is a version of that style of game. It's much more evolved and much more sophisticated. Neo No Kuni is a much simpler version of that, which is why I think, you know, that's Kevin's.
Yeah,
that,
I think
that
the simplicity is the part that's pretty much gonna.
It needs to be more sophisticated now for it to grab our attention.
Because otherwise, you're down to a narrative. Which, truth be told, if it wasn't for the narrative of Ni No Kuni, I don't think I'd actually. Well, I wouldn't go as far as say I don't think I'd like it, mm-hmm. but I don't think I could play as far as I have.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's cookie cutter now.
Mm-hmm.
And that narrative, especially Mr. Drippy, mm-hmm. is what keeps me going.
Well, yeah, and I remember the last JRPG that I really played through before this one was Valkyria Chronicles. Not Valkyria Chronicles, what was the Tales game on the 360?
Vesperia.
That was the last one I played. And that one had a more, like, the combat was actually much more, like, you actually having input on it.
Yeah.
As opposed to this game, which is a little less input.
Yeah, like, on that one, you could actually set up good combos. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually felt like you controlled the combat. In Ni No Kuni, it's more or less, okay, I select attack, and I'm going to keep attacking until my little time meter goes down.
And then there's positioning, and then there's canceling, so you can, like, move your guy around and get a better hit and things like that. So it's not quite the same. It's more simplistic than Tales of Vesperia was.
Yeah.
So, but the narrative in that was still decent, but it wasn't as good as I think Ni No Kuni's.
Yeah, the narrative in Tales games, I don't know, their narratives have gone kind of down, because they kind of recycle every cliche possible.
I think that's the only one I've actually played. I've heard of the other Tales games and I've seen them. I've never actually played anyone.
I did Symphonia, Abyss, Vesperia, Destiny 2, I think one other. And it's like, they're the most cliche plots.
But yes, I do agree that the JRPGs are not anywhere near where
they need
to be.
They need hooks.
Yeah.
They need to change things so they can actually hook players now, because...
Well, and from what you were telling me, the last story was really good about that. The storyline was intriguing
yeah.
enough that you enjoyed it, even though you said the combat was still fairly
janky
standard.
As
yeah.
hell.
So.
It is fairly standard and also very hard to have input.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like I was battling the game.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm trying to think of other genres. God, I mean, aside from StarCraft... That's the only game I can think of right now that's the base building RTS style, where you actually build your base and you actually have a like an upgrade path for all your.
But StarCraft is
enemies.
A big deal.
Yeah, no.
So.
But that's the only game I can think of in that
yeah,
genre.
But it's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
I mean, there's more people playing that than there are playing Ni No Kuni.
This is probably true. But I don't see anybody else developing that. So I mean, that would be.
I wouldn't consider it dead.
Well, not dead, but
no.
It's...
Or dying. I don't know.
I'd say stagnating.
I would say the same amount of people, if not more people, are probably playing RTS, but they're just playing one game. That's different than dying.
But if nobody's developing anything for it, if you only have the one franchise?
Yeah, but if everybody's playing it, everybody's an RTS fan is playing
okay.
that game. I mean, like, there's really only one NFL game.
But there's millions of people playing World of Warcraft, but you would agree that the MMO genre, as it is previously, was dying. Would you say that?
There's no good ones coming out.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that that's... That
but they're also but they're
that...
also losing subscribers in World of Warcraft.
I understand that, but they're probably losing people playing StarCraft all the time, too. They have a base.
Know.
Like, they have a base that'll keep playing that game.
I don't know, because the global, the tournaments keep getting bigger and stuff. It's not like World of Warcraft, where it's, like, a declining
okay.
thing.
I kind of see RTS as almost evolving away from its base. I mean, like, with Dota and League of Legends coming out from that.
See, like, StarCraft 2 is like Madden. There's only one NFL game. There's nobody else making an NFL
game. No, I got you.
Or a professional football game. There's nobody else actually making any college football games. But you wouldn't say that the NFL video game industry is dying.
No, I would not.
Yeah.
But I would say that they're...
Everybody who's interested in playing a football game plays that one game.
Because that's the only choice in town.
Well,
yeah.
But that's the one game
I got you.
Played. Now, industry that died is light gun games. That's industry.
There we go.
That's industry to die.
And that's one
that's gone. This shit is gone.
You know why? Because our TVs are too nice now.
Yeah.
Because everyone's TV is so much different. It's like, okay, this gun won't work with plasma. This won't work with LCD. This won't work with projection.
Although I guess, yeah, I guess not. There's no other RTS.
That's the only thing.
But the RTS is kind of changing because you still have Call of Duty, Company Heroes.
Call of Duty. Right? Well, no, that's why I specifically at the beginning of my statement I was saying the caveat was is the base building. Like, you build your resource, you collect resources, you build your buildings to build your units and upgrade units.
Except trying to the Command and Conquer games.
Yeah. Nobody wants to play, and that's the thing.
And it's like Age of Empires Online, kind of.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's
yeah, I wonder if that did good. I don't know.
I don't think it did.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's stagnated, at least. And then if we don't get any innovation by, say, Blizzard, you know, them coming out with their next RTS. I mean, people are still going to play StarCraft because it's StarCraft. But unless somebody comes out and innovates that base building style of RTS and tries to do something different with it, I think that after the next StarCraft, there's not going to be anything else after the StarCraft trilogy that they've got is completed.
StarCraft is forever. outlive us.
Probably.
Yeah.
StarCraft. Be 80 years old and still playing StarCraft 2 on Battle.net.
StarCraft
1. I know.
One that's interesting is the side-scrolling beat 'em up.
Oh yeah.
That kind of died in the mainstream, but it's kind of living on in the indie kind of sense.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
because all like the big beat 'em up games.
I mean, that used to be the main game in town.
You think about like Castle Crashers.
Yep.
Smaller developer.
Scott Pilgrim. Trying to think of a couple others. There's a couple of them. Like, there's a PSN
there's
one.
That PAX one that we played that was, like, remember? It was like,
oh, Charlie Murder, was it?
Yeah.
The one with the stylized.
So people are, like, making them.
Yeah.
And then there's the one we haven't played on Steam yet.
Oh, Dead Pixels, yeah.
We still haven't played that.
Yeah, most of the time you're getting those are just basically, those are people who have nostalgia for those style of games, and they're like,
that's why I say, oh, like, let's try something. It's a strange one because
it kind of died.
It did, yeah. And, I mean,
It died.
Mm-hmm. There's none of these games that are
after
coming
the
out.
Bouncer. It was gone.
I think the Bouncer killed it.
This is the second week in a row that we have mentioned the Bouncer.
Who played the Bouncer?
I played it, beat it again.
Why did you beat
it? Okay, there's a shame game.
I played it 5 seconds on like his thing, and I was just like, never mind.
I went through to unlock
Let's go play
every
Fantavision
move.
Fantavision.
There's a genre that died. Fireworks games.
Although those side-scrolling beat-em-ups, it's kind of like when animal species dies, and then they go, oh, wait, in this one little pocket of the Amazon rainforest, they're still alive.
You want to know a genre that's died in innovation standpoint, but you play the games anyway because they're fun? Is the Shump. Like, there's no innovation, really, in that space that they... Like,
Xenomora, they have the time-traveling thing.
What is... Okay, so I haven't played it yet. So is it... Okay, so it's time manipulation in it. Didn't Time Pilot have that?
I don't know. It wasn't like that, though.
But no, like...
And then they have rape in their story. And then, Ikaruga was the black and white stuff.
Yeah. Although, that's a while ago.
I'm saying, small mechanical changes. But in overall, it's basically you dodging bullets and trying to get a high score. And the ones that you really want to play, like the last one that I played, we played together, was Jamestown. And the main reason we played that was because of its batshit insane story.
Although the mechanic stuff is different in that one.
A little bit.
Because you had that special that you had to use... In its own way, and each of them had a different kind of special.
Yeah.
And a different kind of shot.
And you had to make sure to use that at the right time or you're wasting your bonus.
Yeah. It's a little different.
Like I said, small mechanical changes, but I would say as a whole that genre has not, like...
It's like the beat-em-up.
Yeah.
They've died, but it's kind
of back.
But
people are making
it's
their
back
little...
on that indie kind of
yeah.
thing. It's not a mainstream stuff anymore.
No,
I don't think there's a mainstream shooter.
It's a game that you buy for $5.
I think Einhander was like the last one. That was like
no, the last one they put out a
called Ikaruga.
They had a Gradius, I want to say like a few years ago, but no one bought it. But it was released at I think 1999. Yeah, it's like indie keeps shooters going.
The light gun is dead.
Oh yeah, that's gone.
There's no light gun.
I want my Super Scope 6 back.
Hey, I still have a CRT TV and a Super Scope 6.
Do you have the Menacer?
No. Okay, they're saying that's dead. They're making fucking retarded looking light guns.
trying to think. Anything else, other genres that I know of that I can think, or that I can think of offhand? Gosh. Can you think of anything, Dan? I'm trying. Like, I'm really trying to come up with something else.
Kevin, this is your thing.
Yeah, this is your thing. You got anything else? Yeah,
I can pull an idea out of my ass.
TV shows made into video games. There's no TV shows made into video games anymore.
Family Guy.
Except...
the worst game of last never mind, year, according to some people.
Yeah, and then there's, like, CSI shit.
I would say good TV shows being made into good games,
here we go,
but...
here we go. Well, none, yeah, no.
No, here we go.
TV shows made into games, but have no real relation to the TV show. See, like, Family Guy is, like, it looks like Family Guy, right? But when we play in Home Improvement, what the fuck? There's no...
they're dinosaurs!
There's no show that looks like that.
When did he use his tools as weapons?
That Lost Viedamas game, remember that, that came out?
Oh, the Lost, yeah.
Yeah, the Lost game that was supposedly canonical.
But yeah, so see, like, that one looks like the show, at least. It's still bad, or the CSI games are still bad, but, I mean, shit, man. Like, I played Tiny Toon Adventures on Super Nintendo. Didn't look like Wayne's World.
Yeah.
That was a movie.
Home Alone. I played the Home Alone game.
Yeah, the TVs Flintstones game?
TVs and movies that get translated into a game that is nothing like... oh, I would love, like, if it was 8-bit era... well, yeah, there's people who do those 8-bit and 16-bit things.
The
of
retros
like,
of TV of, shows. Of
like, yeah, like the Game of Thrones one.
Yep. I want to play that.
The Wire. I want to play the Wire RPG that some guy made. But yeah, but they don't have that...
what?
Well, they didn't make it, but it was the same, like...
oh, okay. Like an homage sort of thing, like...
but, like, I would like to play that. Like, if you think about, like, Wayne's World, right? The video game on Super Nintendo. There's nothing about Wayne's World.
How about the Hook game? I remember me
playing
that.
Yeah.
That game has nothing to do with that movie. He's already in the Peter Pan outfit in the first level. And he's already flying. But he can only fly for a little limited amount of time because that game's bullshit.
Yeah.
And your attack button is the same as your, like, run button.
Yeah.
That one was goofy. Watching you play that.
I loved that game. I loved that game. Secret Chain. I loved Hook. I like that game.
Alright.
Yeah, I miss the real bad, like,
now,
this has nothing to do
with
the source
material.
We have
to make a video game level, and we're just going to make this weird ash.
Now, think about this. Now, aside from Super Mario Brothers, are there any side-scrolling platformers that you can think of?
Rayman.
Okay. That's the one.
Meat Boy.
Okay. Those are retro, though. Remember, these are indie stuff. No, like you were
saying.
Rayman's
not indie.
No, Rayman's the only one.
Rayman's published by the biggest video game...
I'm
publisher in the world.
I withdraw my statement.
The French.
So there are two.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, like, aside from... you got Nintendo and Ubisoft with their one franchise each. And then you've got the small indie developers who are making their, like, super hardcore platformer. Meat Boy was... I mean... I think I played through 3.5 worlds of that, and that game's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
God damn, that game's hard.
That game wants you to cry.
Yeah. But other than that, can you think of anybody who's making platformers like that? I can think of terrible ones, like that Thundercats game that I saw the quick look for one time. Did you ever watch that?
No.
That game's horrible.
I remember Giant Bomb had it not... like, originally included for worst game of the year, and then they said it wasn't a game.
It's so bad.
It depends, I guess, how you define that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Like,
I mean, does the Transformers game count as that? Because there's platforming in that.
Which one? The 3D one?
Yeah.
The new ones?
Yeah.
I didn't know that there's platforming in that.
Well, I mean, you got to get to places, and you have to use your abilities to get
although
to
they're
places,
not side-scroller.
No, I understand
what
you're saying.
I mean, Super Mario 64 doesn't count in that, and then technically we haven't had that kind of game.
New Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, but
no,
when was the difference between, so it died for, like, 15 years?
No, I see the platformer genre still, like the 3D adventure. I call those more 3D adventure than I would call them platformers.
Yeah, I don't that's know.
Maybe that's just me calling them silly. That's just a stupid delineation. But I think a platformer, when I think of a platformer, I think go from right-hand side or left-hand side to right-hand side.
So Mario 64 wasn't a platformer.
I called it a 3D
game. I would call that a 3D adventure game, yeah.
So it's not a platformer.
I wouldn't call that a platformer.
I wouldn't.
I guess now I wouldn't call it a platformer. Now they've got the delineation between the two. Mm. But you make an interesting point because it is basically going from one point in a level to another point in the level, which is your goal. So, I mean, I can see that being considered a platformer, and probably should be. I don't know. But, like, that's how I delineated it.
Because is Contra a platformer?
Yes, Contra was a platformer.
Mm.
A shooter. I would call that
a shooter.
Always
felt almost like it is a shoot-em-up. I mean, you weren't flying,
it's,
but...
No, I mean, believe me, I wasn't thinking about that.
That's kind of a cross-genre type
this
thing.
This wine has too much sherry in it, and it has a bold taste. I feel like we're wine test tasters.
Not drinking any goddamn Merlot.
This Contra vintage has hints of cherry in it.
No, I get you. I understand where you're coming from there with the your argument. It was just a question.
This Merlot,
is it nutty?
Is shy, but it's not afraid to express itself.
Winecast.
Boom.
One that I sadly feel is kind of dead. It grew into a different evolution, but the old school Zelda style from major publishers. Because,
like
Link to the Past. Because I never felt like, you know, Ocarina and On had the same feel as Link to the Past and Zelda 1, and even like, Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages.
So, what your caveat is that what I'm inferring here is that in Link to the Past, you didn't really know where the hell you were supposed to go. Mm. You had like a bit of a like you had your goals on the map, but you weren't exactly sure how to get to those goals.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I wonder if we're being too. Because, like, we're saying, like, well, too they particular. Don't... I mean, we're basically saying, they don't make any 16-bit games anymore.
Okay.
It's like, well, they don't make...
Actually, Dan, they don't make 16-bit games anymore.
I want my 16-bit games.
Maybe a couple
of 32-bit. Fire up the production facilities, let's get some SNES carts back out here.
Somebody dust off the Ultra label. Let Konami make some 8-bit games.
I want Metal Gear 3. Not Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh.
I want Metal Gear 3.
Oh.
Yeah. No solid bullshit.
I don't want all that stupid story.
Yeah.
It's like there's a shadow government on top of a shadow government.
I don't
and they
care.
Eat pizza.
You're all clones of everyone.
Yeah. You're all clones of everyone. Look at your underwear. Does it have an odd number on it? You're
oh, look.
Alone.
Revolver Ocelot's here again.
Didn't I fucking kill
now
you?
And he's possessed with the ghosts of all the snakes.
Here's random male nudity. We just described every Metal Gear Solid game. It's great.
Your mind's
and you know what?
Blown.
There's another layer of government on top of that.
Patriots are behind everything.
Yeah.
Who are the Patriots? We don't know.
And then there's Shadow Patriots.
Ooh.
And then there's Opposite Patriots.
And then there's Clone Patriots.
There's Light Patriots.
Then there's Sunday Patriots.
Okay.
Then there's the New England Patriots.
Stop giving Hideo Kojima ideas.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, I gotta write this down. Why am I listening to this
slow
podcast?
Gotta hit rewind. All right.
No, somebody's translating it to
him. Who's the New England Patriots? And then we come back. Dude, the next Metal Gear Solid is going to have Tom Brady on a portal of power.
I'm in, okay? How much is this game? Can I pre-order it now?
$500.
All right, I'm just going to buy a new PC then.
Tom Brady riding a Metal Gear.
The bad guy is Ray Lewis.
Oh.
Pumped up on PEDs.
Oh. Dark Podcast. So, gentlemen,
there's no rhythm games anymore, but that's kind of with
the music thing. Yeah,
no, I'm talking more about the
DDR and
dance and
Samba de Amigo. I always wanted to play that.
I never did.
That game's expensive now. You can't find it anymore.
Parappa the Rapper.
Never played Parappa the Rapper. Oh. Should that be a secret chain, guys? Should that be one of my secret chains?
What is the Lego games? What kind of genre are they? Are they actually a genre? Yes. They're just Lego games. I want to say they're just Lego games. Because you can't actually lose.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Like, they're... maybe you can,
but I've had fun with every one of the Lego games
I've played. Nobody's arguing that. I'm just saying that.
But they are. They're Lego games.
Yeah, they're just Lego games.
Family games. There we go.
They're their own thing.
Yeah.
They're kind of casual platformers in a way.
Because you do have to solve certain small puzzles.
Yeah.
They are fun multiplayer games, so if you get more than one person co-op, they're a lot of fun to play.
My brain hurts after I play Lego games.
Really?
Yeah, it's like it's almost like... like, there's, like, not enough going on to stimulate my brain. So my brain starts, like...
wandering?
Like, cannibalizing itself. Like, it's, like, eating itself.
So what, you're playing with your, like, little nephews, and you're, like...
oh!
Your motor functions, it's all muscle memory with, like, walking around and, like, hitting the attack buttons. But your brain's just, like, there's nothing here for me. I'm gonna go off this way.
Yeah, I can't...
After I played those for a long time, my vision gets screwed up.
Yeah, I remember
like everything played, I like, see looks Lego.
Indiana Jones.
Yes.
When like at Kevin's house, like one time, like we played that for a while. Then my brain hurt.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Oh, you know one genre that's kind of disappeared. I'm kind of sad about it. Not the Match 3 style puzzle game, but the falling block. You know, Tetris, Columns, Robotnik's Bean Machine.
Aside from Tetris, that's the last Tetris that came out. There's nothing else like that, yeah.
Yeah, and what's sad is, you know, especially Tetris had some good innovations going. Like how we're talking about the Tetris DS a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they would grow on those. Like, I've heard so much about that. Was it Tetris Battle Gaiden?
Oh, yeah.
I want to play that.
I want to play that Tetris game. That's the Nintendo one. Yeah, that's the one we've seen at, like, PAX every year, like, in the classic area.
Yeah, the battle game.
Well, it's funny. It's the weird thing about that is that, like, you've got your classic room, like, with all the classic consoles in there that we go and play at. But, like, outside of the checkout area for the classic consoles is this one wall where somebody was projecting the Tetris battle game, and there were just people like waiting to play, and it would turn on a dime. Like people would be playing hardcore, and then somebody would get like some sort of combo, and you hear everybody outside go, "Oh!" It's like watching an Evo match online. Like when you see somebody make some crazy comeback in the middle of a match.
Yeah, I miss like those games, like especially when they would evolve them to being these. Especially 16-bit eras when they evolved them into being great multiplayer games. Like Columns, I want to say it's Columns 4. My brother and I would play battle mode on that and just play for hours on end just on one best of 7 match. I mean, type of game where it will just keep going, the adrenaline's pumping, you're attacking each other.
I'm never playing Bean Machine with you, Kevin. I've heard too many stories.
Yeah, I'm kind of an ass when I play it.
Never going to play that. Have you played it with him, Dan?
I don't think so.
Okay.
5 seconds, I win.
Who was the last person you played with, Kevin?
Oh, I want to say it was one of my friends from high school. Yeah. I haven't played against people for a long time. I picked it up, play against computer, and it's like, this is kind of fun, except for... when you get to, like, the last, you know, you progress through the different enemies. Mm-hmm. When you get to Robotnik, he cheats.
Okay.
Like, I know a broken strategy. He cheats.
The game knows. It's like, oh, you found that strategy, huh? Fuck you. So, any... Yeah. So, puzzle games. I mean, we had our... The Match 3 is, like, the replacement for that style of
game.
And then what they glom on top of that is where the innovation in that field is coming.
Yeah, are you going to make an infinite run, like 10 million? Yeah. Is it going to be a puzzle quest?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just Bejeweled?
Yeah.
I kind of like, I forget the name of it, the Squaresoft one. The one where Squaresoft, or Square Enix, I should say, teamed up with PopCap. It is like Gyromancer.
Never heard of that game.
Oh, it's a... I got it on the 360 arcade.
Okay.
And it's sort of puzzle quest-ish. And you get different monsters, so kind of Pokemon-ish. Okay. And whatever monster you have has different attacks.
Oh, I think I may have heard something about that. I think Dan might have told me something about that.
That game is a lot of fun. I even bought the DLC to add, like, the challenge dungeons.
Yeah, I do enjoy a good puzzle game every once in a while. But most of the ones that are coming out now are more like the, like, logic puzzles and solving, like, weird, like, Layton games.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's all I can think of, really, is Layton.
Yeah, that's pretty much where puzzles have gone. It's all gone towards, like, Brain Age and Layton and, I don't know. Yeah. I miss Tetris.
Well, I've got the best version of Tetris on my DS, so I don't need, unless they come out with something.
Battle Guide in, possibly.
Yeah.
So want to play
how many,
that.
I forget how many players that Tetris was, if it was only one-on-one, or if you could play more than one player, more than two people.
That's the great thing on Columns 4, although I didn't have a multi-tap, so, or whatever they called it on the Genesis, mm-hmm. It was five players.
Yeah.
You'd have five different column screens lined up side by side, and when you'd attack, so when you get like enough blocks scored, mm-hmm. You could send an attack over, and when you send an attack, it'll go to your right. So the guy attacking you on more than two player is not the guy you're attacking.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
It's complete chaos.
Those are the kind of puzzle games I really like. Aside from, you know, the random game of Tetris that I'll play on my DS. I like big groups, like, where there's a lot of chaos in those kind of puzzle games. That's what I think is fun about those.
Yeah, and, like, with special attack items and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, on Columns, you'd have the poison gems, and if you get one of those, the guy to your right will end up, like, his screen will turn black and white, or flip upside down, or he can't rotate his pieces.
There's been some times during our weekly game on Fridays where we play, they've thrown on Puzzle Fighter.
Oh, PSN. Yeah.
Oh man, that game! I can't play that game because, I mean, there's you go in ebb and flow in that game. Like there'll be times where you're like, all right, I'm doing pretty good, I'm getting the drops I want, everything's falling into place, and then there's other times where you're just like, what's nothing's fitting? Nope, that's not working. Ah, crap, my screen's getting higher and higher, and I'm dead.
See, I have for the Virtual Boy. You know, we've talked about how there's no good games really. Panic Bomber was fun on it. You know, is pretty much the puzzle fighter for Bomberman.
Okay.
It was fun.
Oh, Bomberman.
Although watching it in red and black, it
hurts the eyes.
Yeah.
Everything hurts the eyes in red and black.
Nintendo's best idea. Let's pick the two colors that'll make you sick.
Are we ever going to get another Bomberman? Since Hudson got closed, didn't they?
Do they need to make a new one?
I don't know.
That's kind of a... That game was
played
a junk.
The one on N64. It was terrible.
Was it bad?
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, they
tried to make it like a Bomberman adventure.
The DS one that I have is good, but that's because it's just basically every other Bomberman game.
DS and Saturn were the last two good ones.
Saturn, Bomberman.
16 players, was it?
10.
Okay. You had to have two multi-taps? And didn't, like, half the people die in the first 10 seconds because you're all crutched? You're all in the same area, and it's like, well, we both laid a bomb, we both
can't
move.
You can't tell who you are.
No. Yeah, so when you first start, it's anarchy.
It's like, I'm on a 20-inch screen, and it's like,
yeah, yeah, oh god, think about that memory, like, how we used to play. I used to play on all my Super Nintendo games, for the most part, were played on a 13-inch color television.
We had a 19.
Well, this is the second TV. This is the one up in my room.
Yeah, we had a 19.
Oh,
I had a 14-inch CRT monitor for all that.
We had a 19 RCA and a 19 Sony.
Oh, look at you.
The fancy Sony one was in my mom's room.
Yeah.
When my parents would go out of town, like when I'm in high school, they'd go on a trip or something, I'd bring Super Nintendo out to living room and play on a 26-inch TV.
Oh, look at you. Right. Fancy.
Yeah.
No, it was a 13-inch color TV that was like... Like, my bed was, like, right in front of it, so I could, like, just sit in my bed and play that for hours and hours on end. And then, yes, occasionally I would bring it down to the living room where we had a 19-inch
like,
RCA.
It's a special day.
Yep.
It's a special day. Happy Valentine's. Here we go.
But no, this was during, like, this was the times when I would go to Blockbuster and rent Final Fantasy III the first time and play it for 12 hours just in my bed, my crappy IKEA bunk bed that I was just like, oh, this is so good.
Sometimes I'd hook the
Super Nintendo or the PlayStation into my stereo.
I couldn't. All I didn't have stereo. Look at you.
I fancy. I had to do that because CRT monitor didn't have any
sound on it.
So it's like either that or nothing.
Bring out my stereo from my room.
Ooh, look at you.
Set it up in the living room. PlayStation. Yeah, just get like a nice robe on, put the candles on. It's like, yeah, we're going to
play. Get a glass of Chianti.
Yeah, we're going to play some Secret of Mana right now.
Hope you're all ready for a little Secret of Mana time.
You got some couple wishes.
Gonna snuggle got a little by the
bit
fire.
Of, got a little bit of royal jam.
Ooh, and a fairy walnut for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We forgot this last week. Why don't we end tonight with gaming goals for the week? I like this idea, and I want to keep going with it.
But we never do it.
I've been doing mine.
I've
been keeping up. I set mine low. I'm setting the bar low so that I can actually accomplish my goal. All right, so we'll start with...
I will turn on a game system.
Kevin, go for it. You're going to play more Neo No Kuni, right? Just like me. I think that's
more
my
Final
goal.
Fantasy pajama pants.
Okay. Anything you want to jump into new-wise, I think that might be something good to set as a gaming goal, to at least attempt something different.
So, with being on a 3-day weekend...
All right.
I'm thinking about streaming or something on Monday.
Okay.
Been wanting to do like a stream. I was thinking maybe Tuesdays on a regular basis, like from when I get home from work until about, I don't know, 5:30. So about 2 hours.
Okay.
And one of the games I was thinking of streaming is Soul Blazer.
Okay.
I've mentioned it, you know, dozens of times in comparison, like Dark Cloud and Level 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
So, seems natural. I should actually play a little of that.
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of a forgotten gem.
I say go for it.
Of course, most games from Enix back then are forgotten unless they're Dragon Quest / Dragon Warrior.
Or Breath of Fire. Was that... Oh, am I wrong?
No,
there?
That was...
Is that Atlas?
That was Capcom.
Oh, Capcom Breath of Fire. Okay, there we go.
That's why Chun-Li was in it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Soul Blazer, that'll be your new goal, aside from the old ones.
I want to get at least some playing on it. Don't know if I'll play, like, the whole game.
Yeah.
Maybe I will, who knows. But at least get a little something out there, you know, show the game, because a lot of people don't know it. And it's actually amazing, like, Zelda style.
Okay. So, aside from Ni No Kuni, I think I'm going to try to throw Arkham City back into my Xbox and play it some more. I may start over, because I don't remember much of the story, but I'll see. I'll see how I feel. That'll be my goal to myself, to try and play some more of that game, because I do want to finish it.
You should play To the Moon sometime.
Okay, yeah, sure. Which would you prefer, Kevin? Should I go for To the Moon first, then? I'll do To the Moon. That's fine.
Although, if you want to just kill off Arkham, I mean...
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be one of those two things. That'll be my goal this week.
That sounds good.
All right. Dan.
I approve.
What do you got? Aside from Path of Exile?
I have no goals.
No goals?
I have no goals in life.
Okay. You gotta set one for yourself, though. Aside from rebuilding your Steam library from the ground up.
I'm going to play a game that I have not played before on Steam.
Alright. I like that. That's fine.
To the Moon?
Keeps it ambiguous.
It might be To the Moon, it might be Towns.
Towns, yeah. I played that for about 15 minutes and went, this looks really hard.
That game blew my mind.
I want to play that Zelda game that's on Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh, Rock, Paper, Shotgun? Yeah.
Or Shotgun. That Anodyne or whatever.
So, remind me of that. Is it free? Or is it... Do you have to...
It's free, and then you can donate.
Okay, cool.
It's on Greenlight, I think, also.
All right. I want to take a look at that, because it sounds interesting from what you described. All right. Well, that sounds good. We will say goodnight, folks, and we'll talk to you next week on the Infinite Lives podcast.
Just curl up by the fire, and we got a secret of mana for you.
Chrono.